God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. We're March 28th, 2024. And the UK clocks go forward on the 29th tomorrow. Is it tomorrow or is it Sunday?
Saturday
night into Sunday. So don't forget to put your clocks forward. So I don't know how that affects you guys abroad. But we'll be an hour ahead. So it is an hour ahead, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, thank you everyone for joining. And it's been a great week. Lots of things sorted out here for the website, and been doing little bits and pieces at home. But God's been blessing me, inspiring me with different things. Been out a couple of times. We brought a metal detector, a little cheap metal detector, and went out and done a little bit of that. That was a bit of fun. And a little hobby, something to do when there's nothing going on. But I know that I won't get to use it much because God's sending all these labourers. So everything is great. I've had a good few one-on-ones. Had a good few one-on-ones this week, and Marie Carroll sends her love. She's saying she's not feeling so great. If we can keep her in her prayers. She said since coming back from India, she's still feeling a little bit rough, but other than that, she's okay. So with that, I'd like to ask Peter Lloyd to unmute his mic and open us up with a word of prayer, please.
My mic is unmuted, and I will open us up with a word of prayer. Thank you very much, Lawrence. So, Father, I thank you for this Zoom meeting and this time to fellowship to be together with people. And thank you for the words that we hear from you, the rhema words that you have for us, God. Thank you that it inspires our hearts and gives us the wisdom and knowledge that we need. And thank you for everyone on here, God, that bless their hearts for their loving service towards you. And thank you that we can draw even closer and closer to you every single day, Father, and hold your hand and be your kids. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So with that, I'd like to ask Jason to get the ball rolling. So Jason, you want to come along and share, bro?
Wow. God bless you all. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I trust everybody as well. I trust all as well. And so God's been doing amazing things, but then God always does do amazing things, and if we can catch the moments that we're in, and rather than dwelling on our situations that might look a bit, oh my gosh, by the five senses, we just dwell on what God is capable of doing, then phenomenal things can happen, amazing things can happen. And I know last night I was going through some of the audios on the website last couple of days, and I spotted one where Lawrence shares on how we've got game-changing ability, and something came to my mind days before that, a verse of scripture along the lines of our confession and our faith and confession. And then as soon as I saw this title, that scripture came to mind again. And it's in, I'm just going to get it up actually on my phone. It's in Revelation, of all books, chapter 12. And if I started in verse 11, it says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." And verse 11, this is the key verse. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Where is our faith? Our faith is on the finished works of Jesus Christ, where he shed his blood for us, paying for all our sins, both now and forever, cleansing us all the way through every fiber of our beings. Right? His body broken for our healing, our salvation, everything. That's the blood of the Lamb. We're covered by the blood of the Lamb. He's the Lamb of God. And the word of their testimony. What is the word of our testimony? Oh, I'm beaten. Oh, defeat. Oh, this is a giant I can't get past. I'm working today. It's been a crazy day weather-wise. We've had strong winds, rain, blood, and, well, you know, 1 minute it's nice, next minute it's a splash. And I spent half my time rebuking it, half my time going to God. And then, you know, there's that colonel trying to tell me what to do. Trying to say, oh, this and all that. And I think, no, I'm not even going to think that. I'm not even going to say that. So instead I say, I'm blessed. And I keep going. Because whatever the situation is, what am I going to do? As a super conqueror, I'm going to go away. The super conqueror in Christ Jesus. Or am I going to face it? I'm going to face it. I had an umbrella with me, thankfully. So if the rain got too much, I just went, bing! I'm a little chicken. so I just sat under the umbrella so the rain goes off. But, yeah, you know, I could go into my mind thinking, oh, it's an attack, I'm under attack. But wait. That's giving glory the wrong way. So now I'm blessed. Praise God. And I had to switch one workload for another. Stuff that would be easier for me to get through. And thank God, because I did a good chunk of work today. But it provided a couple of nice little open doors. One guy coming out, you know, you working in this weather? Yeah, why not? In fact, a woman was saying to me about the weather, and I said, oh, yeah, well, you know, whatever, it's great. and, you know, because people are still in the carnal minds, and I'm thinking, but I'm not. So now I can't agree with them. I cannot agree with them and go down the wrong confession road, the wrong testimony road. The testimony of how bad it is. No, the testimony is, no, I'm doing great. And this guy was saying to me some stuff, and we were having a little chat, and I was getting on my way, he said, well, good luck. I said, well, I'm blessed. And the wind's going on around us, the rain's coming down. And I said, I'm blessed. he used to be a postman, so he knows what the weather conditions can be like as well. But he also knows what I believe. He knows something about what I believe. And bit by bit, he's come from, over time, he's come from, won't believe in God at all, to, well, do you think God will help me win the lottery? And I said, well, God's capable of anything and everything. I said, up to you if you want to ask him. So, it's been quite interesting. But yesterday I had a guy come out to me from my house, a customer of mine. And he said, oh, you've been away. I said, yeah. And he said, yeah, a few doors up, they told me. So people a few doors up, I told him I was going to India. And I just shared briefly what for. They told him, and he came up to me to ask me about it. I thought, wow, that's great. So word is getting around people, definitely. And you know, I know God's working behind the scenes anyway. And I know I have my laborers, my key laborers, my leaders. I know, and I see thousands of leaders. I see myself with thousands of leaders coming to me. And then their labor is coming to them. So there's going to be more than thousands. Right now I'm desiring God to bring me the one. And I believe he's brought me that one. So what is the word of my testimony? One day it might happen. One day it will happen. No, word of my testimony is, it's happening now. It's happening now. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm blessed when I rise up. I'm blessed when I lay down. My bank account is overflowing. Since India especially, my confessions have become more and more stronger. So I'm not just speaking the words out. And half and half, maybe sometimes, just to get myself motivated, but it's actually flowing, really flowing. And certain things I wasn't confessing before that I should have been, I was struggling with, are just coming easily to me now. I went to India to glean from everybody there anything I could glean, anything I could soak up. I was saying to Father, give me what I can glean from this, give me what I can soak up from this and take back with me to Bristol. And it's amazing because I can't say how I became stronger in my confessions, how my faith became stronger. I can only say that God did something there. And we've heard about stepping up levels. And God isn't just happy with leaving us at some level here and hearing about the people at that level there, but we can't quite get. God wants us to be at that level too. So the whole body growing up together in Christ. And it really does line up with the scriptures incredibly. So, just like always, we're faced with two choices every moment of our lives. We either accept the world's testimony, which is like a sunken ship, or we put on the mind of Christ, and we are the redeemed. It says in the scriptures, let the redeemed say so, who the Lord has plucked out of the hand of the enemy. All right? So we can say, I am the redeemed of the Lord. You know? What giant is in my way? Excuse me, but I'm above you, not below you. I'm seated at the right-hand side of God in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm in the highest seat in the universe. Who's that trying to come against me? Who's this big mountain before Zerubbabel? Who's this big problem before Jason? What is this? This isn't big. My God's bigger. Jesus Christ is bigger. The body of Christ is bigger. So, without God I'm nothing, but with Him I am everything on this earth. And, you know, I do ask God, you know, make me meek and humble. Keep me meek and humble. Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And, you know, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall, arrogant spirit before a fall. So, Father, don't let any of that be in me. I just want the meekness and humbleness, and that's it. And the love. The love, because the love energizes the faith. And when the love energizes the faith makes things happen. It puts God's hands on. And we've heard so many times that God is a faith God. And those words that God spoke in the beginning, let there be light. He didn't have a doubt in his heart at all that there was going to be light as soon as he said it. And there was light. It's very simple. And, you know, there was gross darkness upon the face of the deep. There was something seriously wrong there. Seriously bad. What did God say? Oh my gosh, that's terrible. I can't fix that. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. But can you imagine an electrician or a plumber trying to work in the dark? You can't, can you? they have to have some kind of light there to see what they're doing in order to do a proper job of their job. Right? Anyone in any line of work, you need light to work, right? Unless your job is to sleep. but you need light to be able to see what you're doing. So, spiritual light, spiritual darkness. If there's spiritual darkness, say it, let there be light. God said it, and there was light. And we're children of God, so we're followers of God as dear children. I'm not following the systems of the world. I'm following God as a dear child. Perfect, of course. No, not perfect. But I might not be perfect, but as long as I can be faithful,
okay,
and diligent and obedient to my Father's voice, then I know I'm doing all I need to do, and I'm doing everything God has given me to do. Then I know I can say that, they'll be like, in any situation, and it has to be like be. But you know, halfway through this game, when I was at working, I ducked under the umbrella at one point, and I sensed the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ right with me. And I looked up, and I was welling up with it. I said, "You really are in my storm, aren't you?" He was in the physical storm. He was in the spiritual storm as well. And I knew it. And it just, you know, it's amazing when our confessions are lined up with what God wants us to be speaking. So we're not speaking about what's going on in the world. We're speaking about who we are in Christ. We're speaking about the precious things of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. You know, I mean, money is money, but the prosperity starts inside. It really does. And when you get that hug from... when you get that hug from Daddy, no money in the world can pay for that. No money in the world can compensate for that. So, it's great because we really have got so much game-changing ability in us. I know Lawrence went on to share other things as well, as the faith and confessions, like our speaking in tongues, honouring God with our substance, first fruits of all our increase, and expecting the returns, and the connecting and getting the one-on-ones. But from a willing heart, because we really desire it. Not because we have to under a schoolmaster rule. Not because of fear, not because of religion, but because we desire it. And the more we desire the things of God, the more our vision becomes clearer. And the more we can see more, the more we can hear God's still small voice in our hearts. So, I've actually had a phenomenal week. This week as well. This is just the day that capped it off, really. Getting up here tonight, the bus, one bus didn't turn up, that was the crucial one. So I had to order an Uber. But you know, what can I say? God is with us through every situation. And something that I say to God in the mornings, is I say, I know you're with me. I want to be with you. I know you're with me everywhere I go. I want to be with you everywhere I go. So I thank you that I am with you wherever I go. And I see your great mighty signs, miracles and wonders following me because I believe you. And, you know, this is the game changer. These things are the game changers. The game changers are that we overcome the accuser. And we do it as often as we want to. It's up to us. God's already done everything. He's already set everything up through Jesus Christ in that kingdom. And we want to walk by the kingdom rules. So the kingdom rules are our thoughts, our words, speaking in tongues. The key fundamental things, the basic things. And seeing those great mighty things happen around us as we're going along. So if I were to, I don't know, encourage anything, that would be it to anybody else. And thank you very much for asking me to share. Thank you very much for listening to me. And God bless you all. I love you all very much.
Could you ask Van if you'd like to share? Van Patterson?
Yeah, Van, would you like to share next, brother?
Yeah, your volume's a little low, or it's my phone, one of the two, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it might be your phone.
Yeah, probably my phone.
God bless you, brother.
Anyway,
God bless you, Greg.
Yeah, anyway, had a little bit of a rough week, but, you know, I just started doing, you know, after I connected, just started plowing through and just started saying the things I needed to say. And instead of thinking so far ahead, that's what I was doing, I just started giving it you know, ceasing from my own works, like I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. And it's a habit that I get into anyway. I'll speak for myself. And, I need to continue to pull back from that and cast all my cares to him, to my father who cares for us, and not put him in a box like me, that I have to try to figure this out. I don't have to figure anything out. I just need to relax, continue one step a day, keep going, keep moving forward, do the things I need to do. I found, you know, as you float along in life, and what I mean by float along, for me anyway, I'm talking for me, you know, I was in abundant sharing, I was in tithing. Now that I've started that, some slings and arrows started flying my way, you know, in different aspects. So I find that interesting. And I've seen that before, so I know exactly what's going on. I'm doing the right thing. So I'm going to just continue doing it. Continue pushing forward, continue confessing. That's one of the things I really have to work on. I know, say what you desire, not what you see. But I mean, I need to put that into my life in the confession, whether it's in the shower, whether it's outside driving. And I've started building that more, and I need to continue to build that more in my life, that positive confession, speaking those words of life because they're from my father. I am victorious in every situation, more than a conqueror. He's delivered me. He set me free. He set me on high. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my deliverer. I'm healed. So in areas of my life that he knows about that I need either healing or deliverance in. So those are the things I'm going to continue to focus on and, kick back. I might have to get off the phone and try to reset my phone. That's normally what happens, so that I'll be popping back on in a little bit. But thanks for letting me share, and I'll be listening.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, that's great. We don't give up on our confessions, and it's great because that's the way we can keep strong. And I learned a lot from Lawrence's confessions. I really have. Any situation we're faced with. So thanks very much for sharing that, Van. And you know, God is going to make your situations easier anyway for you. So God bless your heart, brother. Next, F.A., would you like to share, please, brother?
Can you get back with me in a little bit?
Okay.
Thanks.
How about Kathy Clark?
Yeah, Kathy, would you like to share, sister?
Yes. Thank you. Hang on. God bless you. Hang on just a second. Let me get somewhere. Let me get to where I'm going. Okay. Yeah. God bless you all. Great fellowship. And, it's so nice to be with everybody. God has blessed us all so wonderfully. Exactly the way he wanted us to be blessed. And, I'm just really happy about enjoying the simple things, you know, like Dan was saying too, the way God has blessed me, like, you know, every spiritual blessing, and they have already been given to me. And this is an amazing thing because, I don't have to try and get them, and I don't have to try and, make myself worthy of them. I don't have to do any of that. God had to do all of that in order to give them to me. And this is really one of the things I've been so, happy to go to God with. And to see better for my life, you know, to go to him for things and ask for things I have not asked for before. This past few weeks, probably this past month really, has been sort of a wonderful kind of turn, in direction for me, at God's, prompting really, and my desire. And in order for him to bless his children the way he desired to do it, there were things that had to happen. And really big things and really important things, like, you know, some payment had to be made for the sin of mankind that Adam passed upon every man, woman who was born, every man, woman, and child who was born after Adam was driven from the garden, you know, was born under sin and the nature of sin and death. And that had to be addressed, you know, and God had these kind of things. Do we want to call them obstacles that God had to take care of? No, they weren't, you know, it's kind of like that's the way we see it with ourselves, but they weren't obstacles for God, obviously, but they were things that he had to take care of, and he had to do it in such a way that he didn't overstep the rules that he had laid out, which was free will choice. You know, he gave man free will choice, and he never oversteps a man's free will choice. So he had to do everything he did with certain boundaries that he had set up for really good reasons, you know, but that price had to be paid. So he had to take care of that. Took a long time, you know, for God to move with mankind, without mankind, you know, with Israel, without Israel when they walked away from him. He had to still keep taking care of this sin nature thing, you know, a price had to be paid and he had to bring the payment. Okay. And this was all, you know, you all appreciate this too, like I do. I've not appreciated it as much in the past as I am at this point in my life, but these were all the things that he had to accomplish to make us the one to receive everything he wanted to give. Like, he didn't just save us. You know, that would have been enough. You know, you're drowning, you know, you fell off the boat, you're treading water, you know, or you're out there with no boat and you tread water and somebody comes along in a boat, throws you a line, you know, or throws you one of those life preservers, you know, and you don't, you grab onto it and it keeps you up, you know. It wasn't just that. It wasn't just saving us, like getting us up on the boat. It's what you guys are talking about. You know, it's blessed with every spiritual blessing. You didn't have to add that to it, you know, eternal life as Christ is. Relationship and fellowship with the creator of all heaven and earth. These were all those blessed with every spiritual blessing, yes, salvation, eternity, and he took us out of this world, you know, and set us at his right hand. But then there's every spiritual blessing along with it. And so he had to take care of everything. This is the part that's kind of amazing to me now, is what he had to do so that he could give us everything that he wanted us to receive. Not everything like that I want, not everything that I wanted, not everything that I'm asking for. He already gave everything that he wanted me to receive, but he had to get me to the point, a new birth, to receive it. You know, the gift, the package deal, everything, like all at one shot there, you know, like confess Romans 10:9, you know. Believe in your heart, God raised from the dead. He got the full package. We got everything he wanted. Okay, but then as far as the being manifested, then there's that step. That's a little bit different. It's not different. It's like the moving forward once you have the Spirit of God, right? We all know this. That has a lot to do, yes, exactly, with what we say, our confession, what we believe, what we think, you know? And so, but these things, you know, what is amazing to me is that he didn't leave anything undone so that we could receive. And he had to make it like really easy, because if it was going to be hard at all to get born again, then it wasn't going to happen. We all know that. Like mankind, we just put so many things, you know, in the way. And really in religious circles, we see that they do that. Even today, they do that. Like you can lose your salvation. As soon as you sin, you lose your salvation. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that, people in wrong doctrine believe about that, that takes them, you know, it makes them think they're separate from God. They aren't. They never will be, but they think they are. So he had to make it like super easy. And again, that was what he wanted. And it got done, you know. It's a simple thing to get born again, isn't it? So, you know, one of the things Lawrence talks about a lot, we all do, you all do. It's mentioned every single time on Fellowship. Dan just said it again, and that is confession. Jason said it. Who else has said it? You're only, yeah. And now I'm going to say it too. Yeah, it is this thing about words, right? And I've just really seen this for myself in a greater way that I needed to, as God's helping me see it. And words are seed. And that's the way he set it up, that the words are the seed. And when they are spoken with believing, they become, just as he did in the beginning, light be. You know, he created and materialized everything he wanted to see come into materialization by his words, by the sound of his voice and the words that he spoke. It became. So everything is set up this way still. And, you know, so words persuade, words, hurt, words heal. Words are amazing when you stop and think about them, which I have, and all the function of words, the full range of what they do when they are spoken, good and bad. They have such an effect. And the parable, there is the parable about the one that Christ was talking about using as, you know, the seed. The word of God is the seed. And, you know, there's different fields and, you know, some seed gets sown and thrown by the wayside. And some gets thrown in the dirt, but it doesn't take root, you know. Some takes root, but then when the pressures of the world come, you know, it dies. And there's this thing about a seed that is planted in the good ground that then is nourished by the words of God, by the words that he gives us, that enables that seed then to thrive and to grow. And it's watered and it has the right amount of sunshine. It has all the good stuff it needs and it thrives and it grows and it becomes fruitful. But it is a seed and it is nurtured again by words. And, you know, so there are words in the world too. We know this. Yes. Satan has words. They're seed too. They do exactly the same thing. They destroy, you know, they have the effect, meaning the same thing is that they have an effect. Just as words can heal, words can tear down. They have an effect too. And people get persuaded by them too. Just as God persuaded Abraham, you know, to believe in what he was telling them, he got fully persuaded. People get fully deceived by words as well, you know, like I have too in the past. Things that you say, like Van was just talking about that, things that are the world's words can persuade people, you know, to be afraid. And so I was just thinking about all of this in light of my field. Yes, my field of labors and my fields, but also I was thinking of it in light of the field of my heart, like in that parable, that I go ahead, you know, and make sure, I make sure that whatever seed the only seed, whatever seed, the only seed is going to be the seed, the words that are from God. And so the world might throw seed, like it might throw seed my way. Okay. But it's not going to get planted in my heart, my field, my mind starts in the mind and then goes to the heart. It's like, you know, if I was wanting to plant a garden, I wouldn't go out and, you know, get a packet of weed seeds and plant those. I wouldn't. And even if one popped up in my garden, you know, I would be immediately pulling that one out and making sure it was dead so it wouldn't reproduce. Sometimes, though, you know, I have seen with myself that sometimes you get used to a weed being in your field, in your mind. You live with it for so long. You walk by it so long. You live with it for so long. You get used to it being there. And after a while, you don't even see that weed is there in your field, in your mind, in your heart, you know? And, it's a funny thing about that. But we can see it. I can see it. And God can point things out to me, even if it's like under something where it's being hidden. Like God knows where it is, and He can show me that, and He has been doing that for me in a wonderful way. You know, just some weeds I didn't know were really there, because I just walked by them so many times, you know, and I got used to them, and they didn't stick out to me anymore. They kind of blended in with everything else, and so God just, you know, when I went to Him about this. You know, when we go to God and we say, Father, I need information from you. I need understanding from you because you know what is up in my mind and heart. And I'm not seeing it maybe, or I'm trying too hard to see it and I'm missing it. Has that ever happened to you? Like you're trying so hard to see it that you miss it too. That, you know, I mean, I've done that. I don't know if you've done that, but I've done that. And so God knows exactly where all this stuff is in our mind and heart. And He's not happy with it being there because He knows how it gets in my way, you know? And so it's a wonderful thing to go to Him and just say, yeah, Father, are there any weeds there that are in the way? Now, Lawrence has said this is about anything that is still could be in the way, you know, of you manifesting everything that God has already given you. That you go to God and He knows exactly. And then when He gives it to you, He gives it to you in exactly the right way that you see it and you go, oh my goodness. No wonder. No wonder. You know, it's just like the light bulbs go on and you're like, but the way He gives it to you is in, you know how that is. I know it's happened to y'all. It's like, so this has kind of been happening to me and, you know, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful because it just explains so many things, you know. And so again, as you all know and speak of often, and, you know, we have a God who is very loving and tender and very concerned for our success. He's very invested. Like, He went through all of this to give us everything and make it really super easy. He even gave us faith, right? We have the faith of Christ. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We have the full package as Christ is. That means we have all of those capabilities, right? He was like so intent on making sure that there would be nothing that we would have to earn, you know, by our own effort, by our own intellect, by our own understanding. He made sure to just make it so simple and complete. You know, that's a full investment. He went through so much to bring Jesus Christ in the way it had to be done without stepping on anybody's free will. For Mary to say, be it unto me according to thy word. Okay, like somebody had to say that. Like some woman had to say when it's presented to her, Mary was the one, God knew, that she would go ahead and say, yes, be it unto me. I'm going to have the Christ. Like don't know, did she know fully about all everything except what the angel told her enough, right? And she didn't consider, like, you know, going forward, like, all the things that this was going to mean, how it was going to change her life, not in a good way, at least, you know, while she was pregnant, and that everybody would know. Her and Joseph hadn't come together yet, you know, all the societal ramifications of this decision that she's making and the words that she is speaking. She's speaking these words, the words that she believed that enabled God to do it, you know, to implant that seed within her. So there were so many things that God had to address and take care of in order to give us what he wanted us to receive. He made us receivables. You know, it's not the right word, but he made us able to receive. You know, this is an amazing thing to me now. And after working so hard at trying to get myself there for most of my life, and then again, God unfolding this beautiful simplicity for me. No, he made me able to receive. I may put things in the way that, you know, get in the way, and surely I have. But that still doesn't stop it if I go to God and say, Father, like, okay, you just show me. You show me. Whatever you show me, you know, I'm going with it, you know? And then when you see it, you know how that happens. You see it, and then it changes everything. It just changes the way you see everything. It's like you're different because you saw what he showed you, you know, something that was in the way. And now you're like, okay, well, now that's not in the way anymore. And, you know, so this wonderful doctrine that we have received is quite amazing. It's so simple and so easy, you know, that God provides everything. Everything comes from God. Everything I need to know. Everything I need to understand. Do I need to understand a ton of stuff? No, I don't really. I just need to understand whatever I need to understand for today. And tomorrow, I'll understand what I need for tomorrow. And God is always there, so wanting me to know things. Like, he wants us to know lots of things about him, about what he's done. We know a lot of things about what he's done, but he's not finished there. Like, there's more good stuff to know. He's infinite. You know, he's unlimited. What he has done in us is infinite and unlimited, you know? So he wants us to know things about that. Things about him. Things about him and us together. He wants us to know about him and us together. And it is my desire is, and I will finish here. It's just that it's become very simple. I want to live God's life with him, the life that he has given to me. It is now my life. I don't want to create some kind of life that's part of what I come up with and then part of what he comes up with, or try to conform him into what I'm already doing. I don't want that. Like, I've already done that all my life. I don't want that anymore. I want to live the life he's given me, his life for me, and I want to live it with him. And this is now my life. And I'm not going to be able to figure it all out, to know all how to do it. I know some things, but the practical application of it, the practice of it, the manifestation of it has to come with me and him together, you know? And I have so much to live my life daily out of what he has already given to me. Like, there are things, yes, of course, that he is doing for me now, and things that he will do for me in the future. Yes, labors and fields, all of that. But I somehow kind of got so hyper-focused on things that I forgot that I have an inheritance. I can live my life every day, no matter what he's doing and what his schedule is and how long takes, you know, for things to manifest, I still have the inheritance that he has given to me in Christ Jesus that I can live out of every day. And that's like a huge thing. And I kind of lost sight of that. But now he's helping me to get it back into focus. And this is the pleasure. This is the happiness, you know, and this is the enjoyment of his presence and fellowshipping with him every day, you know. And so, yeah, we have such a great life and a great God, and he has made us great. We are his masterpiece. So I love you all.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kathy. That's wonderful. And yeah, like you say, our confessions and where we are is where we are. Who we are is who we are in Christ. So thank you very much for that. So next, I'd like to ask Jane if you'd like to share, please, sister.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Welcome home. Oh, I'm so happy to get on here because I didn't think I was going to make it this morning. I've been trying to take all these good vitamins and eat all the right food, and I took some vitamins together that didn't belong together, and I almost, I mean, I got all hot, and I oh boy, it was, I didn't think, I just had to just control my mind, like Lauren said, and go to God, and I just told the spirit of iniquity and, infirmity to get out, get away from me, because he was ready to take me out. I knew that any minute I could just pass out, and if I wanted to, I could have actually passed out because I felt bad. But I'm beginning to see that the law of believing affects us every single day. And you all really blessed me because you're believing to do God's will. And that's what I want to do. And, I got to tell you one thing before I forget, because I don't want to brag, but I'll tell you, last year, my cell phone wasn't working right. The button on the bottom wouldn't go in, so I couldn't get the front page to come up, so I couldn't call anybody. So I took it to Best Buy, and they tried to fix it for me, but I decided to trade it in on another phone, and I paid $499 for this iPhone 12, and it didn't, what can I say? Oh, when I picked it up, they said it was pre-owned. It wasn't even brand new. Well, I want to tell you, a couple days ago, I sent back this Wi-Fi box that Verizon sent me because they wanted me to have 5G, and I didn't understand, and so I decided to send it back because I've already got Wi-Fi. You can tell I'm on my cell phone. You know, people want to know all this stuff about Wi-Fi and 5G, and they don't even care about John 3:16. It just blows me away. But anyway, the moral of the story is that I called the people at Verizon and told them that they sent me this box so I could send the Wi-Fi back, and I had already sent it back, and they sent me an email telling me that they received it. And this young man that was on the phone, I don't know what got into him, but now I'm beginning to believe that God really does work in us. Because you know what he did? He offered me a new iPhone 15, which is worth like $830. I'm pretty sure it's worth more if you had to buy it outright. And he gave me credit for $830, and all I had to do is go to the Verizon office and pick it up. And I, you know, I really didn't want to do it because, I mean, it's an expensive phone, and I really don't need that expensive a phone. But it just dawned on me, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, after I was so frustrated with this Wi-Fi they tried to sell me, they gave me a brand new phone. And it's got everything right in it, and they downloaded it for me at the Verizon store. And I just want to tell you, I am blessed with it. I'm not saying, you know, that I take it for granted, but, I was doing just fine with my other phone, but I really didn't want to spend no $499. So I really believe that God gave me back what the devil stole from me, because they made me pay $499 for a phone that was already pre-owned. And they already knew that, but because I didn't understand what was going on, I went for it. I had gotten some money because God always blesses me. I want to tell you, when you give and you tithe, every time you get money coming in, God really blesses you. And I got some money back from my taxes, and so I paid the $499. But I have been giving God his share, and he's given me back way abundantly more than I could even ask or think. And I want to thank God for that, that I got this new iPhone 15, and it's working good so far. I haven't even dropped it once. But anyway, I want to tell you, I've been playing this solitaire game on my phone, and I've been trying to understand the word of God, you know, that Jesus came and gave his life and God raised him from the dead so that we could all be saved. That's what it says in Romans 10:9-10, right? Well, I played the game before, but I don't know, this last year when I started playing the game, I was remembering that God was always with me. And he just showed me that I was lied to when I played solitaire. I was told that you had to get all the cards up on the aces and you would win the game. And so, when you do it on the phone, when you get all the cards turned over on the bottom, it automatically ends the game and you win. And I've been noticing that. And God showed me that if we all work together in all the churches that love God and are wanting to do his will, if we just get the people that are not saved, saved, that is his will. In 1 Timothy, it says that he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so, you know, if we only knew the truth, that God wants us to say, get people saved and born again, then we wouldn't have to be so worried about who we were going to talk to, and are they going to take the class, or are they going to learn from us, are we going to under-shepherd them? We will do all those things if we find out what God wants. The trouble is that when you play this game solitaire, you have to line the cards up, you know, like 8, 9, and 10, but they have to be red, black, red, black. And if you don't know the goal of the game and you're not interested in winning, which I was interested in winning, now I know how to win that game, and I was putting these cards, oh, you know, I got a 3 and it goes on a 4. You know, I was so happy to do what I knew to do for the game, because that was one of the rules of the game. And that's what we're doing. We're so happy to read the word every day, speak the word every day, because that's what we know to do. But what God says in 1 Corinthians 12, that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. And every man can get words of wisdom and knowledge from God. They can discern spirits. They can do gifts of healing and miracles. And even faith is a manifestation. The more we do the manifestation and manifest God's power in our life, the more faith we're going to have. And by golly, it's working every day. I've been trying little things. I've been able to get the electric rays that are falling over Dallas-Fort Worth. I've been casting them out of here. And not even 10 minutes later, the sun comes out. It's just so wonderful. I knew that Jesus calmed the seas and that we had that authority too. So the next thing I want to do, God showed me, Jesus had 12 apostles, right? I don't have any children. My husband died in 2009, and he was a big source of strength to me, I realize now. I guess I didn't appreciate it as much as I should have, but I'm not really alone. I have so many fellowships that I go to, and I try to bless people, but instead of doing all these things and wasting my time doing these little things. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to discern spirits. I want to deliver people. I want to cast devils out like I did this morning over here. I mean, I was so sick and I did not know what to do, but I knew that there was a spirit of an infirmity and a spirit of iniquity that was really knocking at me really hard and trying to get my, I mean, it just, my whole system was messed up. And all I had to do was use words like God did when he created the heavens and the earth and when he said, let there be light. And I just told that spirit of iniquity that I can't see you with my five senses eyes, but I know you're here because I feel horrible. And I did feel horrible, but I want you to know that I survived and I am more than a conqueror because God said so, not because I believed. It was because God said so and he was here with me and I was able to do what God says in his word. And I'm so happy that I learned that the goal, God's goal, you know, it says in one of the verses that one day is like 1,000 years for God. God is in eternity. We're all going to be with him one day. And so time doesn't matter that much to God, but it does to us because we're only here for a limited time. So I want to do my best to talk to people to find out what they think about Jesus. Like Dr. Werwell said, tell me what you think about Jesus Christ and I'll tell you how far you're going to go with God. Because Jesus Christ was the Son of God and he did God's will. And that's what I'm aiming to do. And I really like what, Kathy Clark said about planting seeds and doing God's will and doing what we know to do what the word says. And I've just been, studying the scriptures. And, you know, I want to tell you, Lawrence took the chat off of here, so I can't talk to people on here. So I'm going to tell you while I got the chance that Lawrence said that he's had all the classes. Well, I want to tell you something. I just took this class, Power for Abundant Living, that the Way International redid, and it's only 9 sessions. And they teach you the principles of rightly dividing the scriptures, how to keep it in the context and whether the words were used before in another place in the Bible. But when you get the Way magazine and you get the articles in there, they're not researching the scriptures. They're telling you what Dr. Werwell taught, which is good because Dr. Werwell did a lot of research. But I'm finding out that the more you research the word, the more you find out that the gift of the Holy Ghost was not speaking in tongues on Pentecost, because you can't speak in tongues unless you're saved. And salvation is what Jesus came to bring to us. Salvation from sin, and he came to give us eternal life. And I'm so happy I got that. And I'm going to try to reach more people who believe that Jesus Christ exists, and they believe in the resurrection, but they don't think it has anything to do with them. And I'm pretty sure now that it does have something to do with us, because we got reconciled to God when we believed his word, whether we saw it in the Bible or whether somebody told us in person, and we believe them. And I believe God when they did the Stations of the Cross in the Catholic Church when I was only like 8 or 9. I was bored and I started looking at the stations and I seen that Jesus suffered and died for our sins. They had told us so many times that he died for our sins, but they had it all up on the wall, all the bad things that happened to him. And then at the end, the rock was rolled away from the tomb and Jesus was gone because he was back with his Father again. He was risen from the dead. And I believed, and from then on, I knew that I just knew that I was different and I wanted to know the truth, but I didn't understand that it was all in the scriptures all along until Dr. Werwell showed me in this class that you can study the word and you can find out what God wants you to know. All you have to do is read it and ask God. Talk to God like Kathy Clark said, and he will reveal it to you. God is a wonderful Father, and being the creator of the heavens and earth, he wouldn't have to be our Father. But he revealed it in his word that he's our father. It never says one time that he was the angel's father. He wasn't Lucifer's father or Michael the archangel, but he's our father. So remember, you can always go boldly to the throne of grace and find help in time of need. And I really appreciate that now. And thank you, Lawrence, for just backing me up and helping me when I didn't know how to stand up against that spirit of fear. But those words that you spoke to me were just powerful. And your believing really helped me, because I knew you were believing for me. And I know God's believing for each one of us, but that's why he put us in our body. He called it the body of Christ, because Jesus Christ paid the price so we could be reconciled to God. And we're all in this body so we can help one another. And we just bless each other because God wants us to do it. It's God's will. It's in 1 Corinthians. Read the whole book of 1 Corinthians 12 or chapter of 12, and you'll just be amazed how much God appreciates us and loves us and wants us to bless one another. And you really bless me so much. I hope you have a real great week. Thank you so much.
Love you, Jane. Beautiful.
Love you.
Love you, Jane. God beautiful heart. Thank you for that. So next, we're going to come back to Bristol and ask my brother and sister, Danny and Amber, to share, please.
Oh, that's fantastic. God bless you guys. And wonderful, Sharon Jane. Really, really great. Really inspiring. You're a great girl. You really do have great faith. And you're a great example. And we love you, darling. You are the best. Fire of the Lord, as I would say. Really, really awesome. And God is great. God is faithful. And, you know, me and Amber were really, really blessed, you know, obviously since coming back from India, just enjoying what God is doing, because his way is perfect. And when we trust him, he just keeps us on that perfect way. And, you know, adversities come up, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. God will give us the wisdom. And he will work in us to navigate through any circumstances, just like he navigated the children of Israel all through everywhere they were going through, even through their moaning and complaining. God abided faithful. And so, like, we just know to understand that we don't moan and complain, but we do with the desire that God has put in our heart. This is where we go forward. This is where we move forward in our spiritual walk, is whatever God has put in our heart to do, that's what we execute with God. And so we stay there no matter what, again, the circumstances may look like. We really just expect God to work in every situation. What we're believing for, obviously, if you remember, things have been shared through having visions and goals. And if we don't have visions and goals, we will lose sight of where we're going. And so, like, if God has put a desire in the heart, then we must keep this and not allow, you know, stormy weathers to cloud the view of our goal, of what God's put in our heart. So when we stay diligent to seeking God and for asking for his wisdom to guide us in every occasion, then God is absolutely going to do that, and we will get to the destination where he has planned for us. And all it takes is a dedication of commitment, and to, you know, you said it, Jane, to do God's will. Like, this is what me, my dad, my mum, my wife, this is our goal in life, is to do God's will, is to, you know, is to really give first ourselves to God, and then to really walk with him, and then also to enable other people to do the exactly the same, is to go to God and walk with him. This is our desire. This is also God's desire for us to operate in this way, and to, again, not to worry about opening your mouth wherever we may be, whoever we may come in contact with. And that's why we stay focused on these certain truths, so that we can really speak forth, even with people that may not believe, but that's where we stand and that's where we, you know, hold the truth in love. And when we walk like that, people see the difference in your life, in my life. You know, when I'm at work, if I hold the truth and don't encounter with the worldly things, it does hold a different holding of light of how people look at you. And it's not that it's about how people look at you, but it's that the Christ is shining, because in every matter, in everything that you're doing it unto God, that you're walking with God in everything that you're doing. And that's what Jesus Christ did. And so that's what we follow. We be led of the Spirit. Those that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So like this way, like on the day of Pentecost, they received the Spirit and then they spoke with new tongues. But then, you know, God highlighted this one place where Peter stood up and it's, you know, the Spirit spoke through him. And, you know, like this is very, very powerful. And it's because they were ready. They listened to the instruction of waiting for the promise from Jesus Christ. And, you know, if they didn't listen to that instruction, they would have missed out on that day. But they were ready. They were hungry. They were ready to move. And so as they were ready to move, God was able to give. So as soon as we're ready to move and but, you know, being ready is being focused. Like one's army is ready to go to battle. And, you know, that's how we must be in every day of living. Like, and that's what I've seen since really being with God and really committing with Amber to really listen to the sound encouragement what's being shared, like now through the fellowship, through what, you know, whatever my dad or Jason or my ma, like whatever is being shared is picking up the things that's hit in my heart. And when I execute those things that hit my heart, I'm seeing the benefit. I'm seeing God go to work. I'm seeing the manifestation of his power, because, you know, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as we're seeking him and representing and imitating him, because that's what we are. We're to be as, you know, imitators of God. We're to walk in love. We're to walk with meekness and humbleness, speaking the truth in love, allowing God to do the work in everything that we're doing, because nothing will grow unless God's hand is upon it. Like God is the one that causes the increase. Again, like we give the seed and we also water, but it's God that gives the increase. So again, is get those goals that God's put in your heart and really maybe highlight them again and to keep pursuing that goal that you are desiring. Because, you know, those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. Those that seek will find. So, like, again, the choice is really up to us of the full benefits that we get. And if we do and hearken to the voice of the Lord our God diligently, you know, he will open the windows of heaven above us. We will be blessed when we lie down and rise up. Like, this is very important, and it's not just we do it one day and then it is a self choice to get up and do that and to walk in that love and in that meekness. And like, God really does have great things in store. And so, like, again, just enjoying the true benefit of walking by the Spirit of God, because we are led and we are his ambassadors. We are his spokesman. So like, we have to be ready to receive from God to be able to give to people. And so like, this is very, very important. And it's all a learning and growing with God and receiving the sound words, which will produce you fruit. Because if you're practicing wrong, you won't be getting the fruit that you are wanting. Because, you know, God has his structure, and when we do it according to his Spirit, not by might or nor by power, but by his Spirit, then we will see great benefit. And I just know, like, God has great things for this year. Like, we've had such a great beginning of the year so far. Like, God is causing growth. God is causing us to be blessed in everything that we're doing. And, you know, I just really give him all the glory and all the praise for everything that he's doing. And so, again, we just stay focused with the task at hand. Like, for us to enjoy the finished works of Jesus Christ, to rest, to enter into his rest, because nothing is done by works, is faith through works. So we believe and we step out in faith, not by sight. We don't look with what we can see. And, you know, we have great example in the Holy Scriptures when the disciples and Jesus, great example when they were in the boat, you know, the storms, it came, they feared, and, you know, Christ was at peace. So, like, we can really take a great learning from this. When circumstances arise, instead of, you know, thinking with our carnal mind, we respond in the spirit. And we call those things not as though they were. We call the end result in what we want, in what we're desiring for. Because we are really powerful people, each and every one of us. And there's understanding the fact of the inheritance that we have, that we do have authority and that we can walk with God, that we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. It's just believing enough that that is the case. And not allowing life to speak louder than what God is saying. And so this is where we move into. We move into those things which are above, not things that are below or carnal, but things that are above. That's where we put our mind. That's where we put our affection, not on the things of the lust of this life, but those things which are above, because the things which are above are eternal. And so, like, we are very powerful, and that's how Jesus Christ lived. He lived from the right-hand side of God. He wouldn't do anything without that instruction coming from our Father. He didn't want to move out of that. So, again, we just do that. So, I know people on here have desires. And so, like, don't lose sight of that desire and keep pushing towards it with all force. You know, take it by force, with violence. You know, let's be mean in our spiritual walk. Let's not get caught off guard. And, you know, because, like, we are victorious. Christ has done everything for us to live this life to the fullest. And let's not live any less than what God has set this up to be. And so sometimes we have to fight for that. And that's a good fight of faith. So that's okay, because guess what? We're victorious in that. So, like, God is good and God has great plans for each and every one of us. And, you know, also I just want to say, Van, like, again, the honoring God has changed my life. You know, that really opens all grace to you. And so, like, just how Paul states that in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 is just so powerful and simple. You know, have a look, go read it, because this is for our benefit. God has set this up for our benefit. And so everything we do, let's do all with heart. You know, if that would be worshipping God in songs and hymns, let's do it with all heart. If that's having a meal with the family, do it with all heart. If that's giving of your time, of your finances, do it with a cheerful heart and unto God, because that's where the blessings come. Don't do it like the children of Israel, moaning and complaining and having a lack of faith. But everything we do with full heart, with full faith, and we see God go to work in a mighty way. And so, like, that's what I've seen in my own personal walk. When we dedicate ourselves to our God, and we follow out the instruction that he puts in our heart, he goes to work, you know. And even seeing him go to work, which I will share, but it will probably be next week, because we have a great testimony that we're going to share. But even to the state of fact where we say stuff, God brings it to pass, and just amazing. So, like, I really do look forward to sharing it. It's just not time yet. But God is faithful and God is true. So I'm just really thankful, and I give my God all the praise. I'm also thankful to my dad for his faithful stand, and my mum for their faithful stand for loving God and being a great example to me. And so I love each and every one of you. So don't be disheartened, neither dismayed, but keep your focus on God because he loves each and every one of you. So I love you guys. God bless you.
Really great. Really awesome. It's been a really great night tonight. And I definitely want to give thanks to God and the Lord Jesus Christ for this wonderful day, this wonderful evening to be on here on this Zoom with each and every one of you, together. You know, God really desires us to fellowship one with another. Fellowship is so very, very important. It encourages us. It builds us up. It gives us inspiration. God speaks directly to our hearts for instruction, correction, sometimes reproof, but everything's always done in a loving, loving way. And he set fellowship up, you know, for us to fully share the wonderful truth and great things that he's doing in all of our lives. And then when that wisdom comes from him with instruction and all those other things, when we put it into practice, when we honor God by putting into practice the things he has spoken into our life, you know, this is an act of worship. This is honoring him. This is making Jesus Christ the head. When we apply and do the things that God is putting in our heart, then we are honoring God because it shows obedience. It shows love. It shows heart. It shows humility. And God definitely wants us all to prosper. He wants us all to be in health. He wants us all to have a good journey in this life. He wants us to really experience the best things. And by experiencing the best things is when we fully share with him, when we go to him with our full heart and we hear the things from God and we put it into practice. You know, this life, Kathy shared it, is very, very simple, is very easy to walk with God and to live with God because God's heart, again, Jane shared it, is for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And the way that we come to the knowledge of truth is by applying the simplicity of the things he wants us to apply. So one of those examples is honoring God with our first fruits and all our increase. And God makes all grace abound towards us. You know, it's really not even about the money, you know, but it shows our faith. It shows that we put our full trust in God. It shows that the one thing that everyone in the world tries to keep hold of, but people who love God and what give their heart to God, when they want to sow that seed with joyfulness, with happiness, not doing it grudgingly, not doing it because they feel they have to or out of need or necessity, but doing it because they really want to thank God. They really want to, we all want to worship God. We want to say, God, you know, I put my full faith, confidence and trust in you. So when we apply the principle of sowing our seed, then we see all grace abound towards us. When we apply the principle of speaking in tongues, we are edified. We are encouraged. We are inspired. We are having that perfect communication with God. Speaking in tongues edifies us. It builds our inner man up. It doesn't build other people up when we do it. It's for our benefit. Like the honoring God is for our benefit. God set everything up to benefit his children, to benefit the believer, to benefit those who choose him and not choose the things of the world. Connection, again, it's a principle, it's a benefit to benefit us. Why does connecting benefit us? Because we get inspired, we receive instruction, we receive wisdom, we have fun. We're fellowshipping and communicating the things of God and from heaven rather than the things going on in this world. Is not just like having a cup of coffee with a mate, you know, and you're just chitter-chattering about everything going on in the world. No, it's an appointed time from God, a dedication from you and that person who you're connecting to. And it's a dedication in front of God, a commitment in front of God to really be hungering and thirsting after the things that God has for us individually. Because God does have individual plans and works and opportunities for all of us. You know, all of us are on very different paths. God has a calling for each and every one of us. We all have a purpose. Lawrence, either last week or the week before, shared it very passionately that we all have our individual calling, our individual path that God has already set out for us. You know, God's already knew us before we were in our mother's womb. He knew us the day we were going to be born. He knew the days we were going to go off. He knew the day we were going to become born again and stay focused and committed. God knows all things. He does all things. His name's Jehovah. And we know Jehovah means he causes to become. So whatsoever we need, he causes to become. He calls us to become the day we were born and then the day that we were born again. So when we make a commitment in front of God, first to love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves, there's other commitments that we can make, as in, okay, God, I'm going to really honor you with my first fruits. I'm not going to ever stop that, no matter if what's going on, no matter the current climate, no matter what I'm seeing with my carnal eyes, I am going to just continue to sow my seed faithfully. And nobody needs to know how much or why or when. Only you. This is between me and you. When I speak in tongues and I give that time to God to really meditate with him is a commitment to for me and God. Yes, we share it here in Bristol at times, you know, because it encourages us to and fires us up. And so, but it's ultimately a commitment between you and God. And so the connection again is a commitment between you and God and then the person that you're meeting. If you had a job, you would be on time, you would be dedicated, you would be doing the things that you need to do according to your contract. So with God, we want to, not that it's a contract because it's not a law, but we want to do things joyfully and freely from the heart unto God and do it because we know it benefits us. And then when we see results, when we're benefited, when we're happy, when we're fulfilled, then that really does manifest into others. You know, it is shown. Danny shared about our life is a witness. People see how we live, how we act, how we respond. And all of us are around a lot of people that may not necessarily believe. But that's okay, because the light that is shining through us, the example that we are living, people will ask the question. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but one day, people who see you, see that light, will question how, why you're so happy, why you're so abundant, why you're prospering and you're always in health, that you're not struggling and up and down in your emotions, but you're steadfast. People will really ask these questions. People have asked me these questions many times over the last 4 years. Now, if they do anything with what I say to them and what God is speaking through me at that time, that's not on me. That's not for me to think about or to consider or to try and push things down people's throat. But my commitment, my job is to really just to keep my heart fully connected to God, fully faithful in the things he desires me to do. And then my husband, and then everyone else outside of that. So life is really great. You know, life is really awesome. And it is just about having the right heart. You know, it is a new heart. When we become born again, we do get a new heart. You know, when we receive Holy Spirit, we become brand new. We're literally brand new. And God doesn't see our flesh or who we were or the wrongs that we do, but he sees that spirit living within us, and that spirit is energized daily, and it quickens our mortal bodies. It keeps us in that place of humidity and hunger, because we should all have hunger. We should all have a hunger to really want to do the things of God. And, you know, the simplicity of it is the things of God is so easy, because all it is we do what he puts in our heart to do. Each day we get up, we do our daily things, and whatever God inspires in that day, we do it, and we do it with heart. Even if we don't want to do it, or it takes us out of our routine, or there's certain things, you know, that's going on. When God is instructing us and encouraging us to do something, when we do it with our full heart, wow, he really does take care. He opens the floodgates of heaven, you know, that the blessings chase us down, that there's so many blessings we don't even have room enough to receive it. God says we are the head, we are the top, we are not the tail, we're not the bottom, we're the head. We are more than conquerors. We are triumphant in every situation, in every scenario. But do we believe this? Are we living this way? Are we living from the seated position where God has placed us, on the right-hand side of God? Do we believe that God will cause whatever we need to become in our life? Are we trusting his timing? Are we leaning on his understanding and not our own understanding? And it's simple to really trust God. Really trust and rely on him with our full heart. Do the things that we've been encouraged by our leader and by God over the last 4 years. Do those simple things, the foundation. You know, people might think, well, we're always going on about honoring God or speaking in tongues or connection or letting God lead you. But it's a foundation. And, you know, if our house isn't built on a solid foundation, the foundation in the house will crumble. It will not stand. Now, we know our foundation is Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ even instructed his disciples with simple instructions. And when they did those simple instructions and they listened and they did what he said for them to do, they flourish, they grow, and they seen great results. Obviously, they didn't have the opportunity to speak in tongues then, because that day had not come. But what a great life we're living now, that we're able to worship God in spirit and in truth, that we're able to speak to him in his heavenly language, that we're able to take the time to clear out our mind and really just get into that spiritual mindset of speaking in tongues. And it's not like we do it set time, set hour or anything like this, but we do it as we're inspired. And as we do it when we're inspired and we do it with joy, wow, God just continues to overflow and overflow and overflow and overflow all his blessings continuously on us. You know, it's not a selfish gospel. It's not a selfish way of living. Some people might think, well, you're just doing it to get rich, or you're doing it for this, you're doing it for that. Lawrence said it the other week, rightly so. We're not in it. None of us are in this for money or in it for any other reason, but we're in it because we've seen the power of the Almighty God manifested in each one of our lives. None of us can deny the power of God that has been manifested in our lives. And we do it because we desire, God's desire for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, so that people can benefit just like we're benefiting and we're enjoying life. You know, yes, it's not nice seeing your neighbor or seeing people go through challenges or going through illnesses or going through hard situations. Of course, it's not nice. It's not nice to sit and witness this. However, people have a choice. If we're being bold to declare what God is inspiring us to declare in that moment in time, people have a choice. They have a choice to be set free. But if people deny that, then we just continue. And if it means that we're very prosperous, we're very blessed, we're always in health, we always have a good mind, our businesses are flourishing, we have new vehicles, we have nice homes, like, nobody can judge that. Nobody has the rights to judge that, because everyone has the choice to live this way. Everyone has the choice to really lean onto their Heavenly Father, trust in God with their whole heart, and really take a stand to be who He says we are. And who are we? We're His masterpiece, His chosen creation. We are absolutely perfect in His eyes. So we just stay very, very blessed in every situation. If the storm comes, we dance in it. You know, we dance in it. We praise God in it. You know, if you're not feeling that great, you know, we say, God, I thank you that you're with me. And this is a great time for me to be able to rest. We don't confess the negatives. We don't speak the words of death or anything, but we speak words of life. We speak the words God has given us to speak from His right hand. And then we keep declaring His heavenly truth. We keep declaring His wisdom, His knowledge, His joy. And then we just really just become very, very, very abundant and bountiful and great in every area of our lives. And, you know, since coming back from India, God has made some changes in mine and Danny's life. Some changes that at first I struggled with. I didn't really understand, and I went to God and I said, look, God, this is the situation. And I don't know if it's from you. I'm struggling with this within my heart. You have to make this very clear if this is from you. And since we've made a few changes in our life, I've been not troubled, but my heart has been like, wow, like, I don't know. I can't really explain it, but I know it's for God's glory. I know that God is going to do something so supernaturally spectacular that is just going to really just blow my mind. Because my desire, my husband's desire, Lawrence and Kim's desire is for fresh, ready-made fields all over the UK, all over Europe, USA, and the uttermost parts of the earth, the uttermost parts of the world, that we all have great, great fellowships and laborers and leaders, and we have great big leaders meetings and wonderful things taking place all around us. And so what we do is we do what God puts in our heart, even if it feels uncomfortable at times. Because in the uncomfortable moments, in the moments where we feel that we're a bit lost, God then is able to fully lift us up. It takes the need of ourselves being able to do things for us to really put that onto God and let God move us and lead us. It might feel a bit vulnerable, but guess what? God loves it when we feel a little bit vulnerable to Him, because that's when He's able to really work in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure, where He's able to move us and direct us and lead us. Because we've come empty handed. We've come with nothing. We're like, God, it's all about you now. You know, you lead us. This is your plan. Whatsoever your desire, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so shall it be. And so life is great. It's great to be with all of you tonight. I felt so, so excited to come on fellowship tonight. I am most Thursdays, but today was different. I was just so excited, and I love you, and I look forward to hearing the rest of you share. So God bless you all.
Love you guys. God bless everyone.
Excellent.
Yeah, brilliant. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Danny and Amber, for your sharings. And you really, yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Very inspiring and very encouraging words. Thank you very much. There's plenty for everybody to feast on there, I think. So on that note, Becky, would you like to share next, please, sister?
Hello, and God bless you all. The wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Great sharings. Yeah, and for me this week, you know, it's just, it's been a great week, and, you know, just really getting back into the swing of again, lots of changes that's been made my end. And I'm just so thankful for every time that when I wake and I really put my thoughts first onto God, into just thank Him for the day. And, you know, He really does do exceedingly abundantly above. When a few weeks I started my own little business, is 3 weeks in, and we already have two contracts. We signed a contract with an estate agent this week, and you know, God really is working everything out, because when you go to him with your heart's desires, he's going to really give you that. He's going to give you exactly what you need. And sometimes things we may not understand, because we, you know, we see through a glass. You know, we don't see everything fully of what God has, and we definitely don't know what tomorrow may bring. And, you know, going back into work has really shown me a lot about other people, about other people's lives. I've had, I think, we have quite a few regular customers, and, every one of them were actually Christians, which was great. And there's a lady that we clean for, our first clean, that we got in the first house we went to. And I noticed a verse of scripture on her wall, and it just brought the conversation up. And it was just I was so thankful. And the lady was so thankful also, because when you're with people who are like-minded, and you know that they have the same beliefs, and really that they're walking with God and they love God and they have that understanding, they have a different understanding of the world, it is really settling. And it's really wonderful to see that not actually are, you know, when you're in your own, because very much I stay in my own bubble, which I love. Like, I don't allow very many people in, because this is how I choose to live, because I know how the world can really affect you, how the world's ways can affect you. So taking yourself out of that, and then for a very long time, like, I didn't work for 6 years, was such a blessing. And now going back, not into the world as such, but going back and like seeing many different people, it's just nice to see that, I am not like the only one. Not obviously, I know, in the world, that, if you try and, what I'm trying to say, like, it's nice to know that other people have got the same beliefs, that when you're in a bubble, you kind of think, and you're not, fully, like, when I was just not working and not really mingling, then you can kind of have a mindset of, oh, it's only me. And that could be like the adversary's trick to try and make you feel like you're alone. And we're really not alone. God is always with us, and God really wants to protect us. You know, this weekend is Easter, and it's just been such a great conversation builder. It's been a great conversation builder, especially with the children around me. They're learning in school about Easter, about Jesus, about, you know, them being, him being risen. And it's just been great. It's been great to really being able to speak and teach. You know, my friend's little girl has come home, and she's been asking her mummy. So her mummy's called me, and she was asking me questions. And I said, if you want to know, I will really teach you. I can really show you who God is and about Jesus, and he died for the world, and the simplicity of it, because we can get, things can try and be a little bit complicated, but that's not how God has made it. He's made it simple. He's made it very, you know, loving. And when we are able to really do, sorry, go on, switch. When we're able to really, see things from the eyes of God, and really just live simply and live how God wants us to live, instead of being complicate the things, then we can really know that we can have such peace in our heart, that it's not something to be complicated or to be pressured or anything. It's really about God and His love and showing others that actually they can live a different way, that there is hope in the world, that actually there can be quite dark moments in. And a couple of my customers are not too well, and again, it's great conversation building to really bring God into the conversation, to really show them that there is a hope in this world, that they don't need to be dwelling on the negative situations that they may be living in, that they can have a hope, because that's where we are, to show people that actually there is a hope in this world, that it's not all doom and gloom, you know, that we can really have so much joy, even in the dark moments, even in the moments where you make that they may feel a little bit confused and upset about the situations that they're in, because God isn't the one who brings anything on anyone. You know, He's the one who will build up and encourage, and you know, He encourages us each day to ensure that we're really speaking and saying what He wants us to speak and say. And when we decide to put our words into action and our faith into action, then we will see your life change. And so for me, I've been sat with my children this evening, and it's been so different, you know, that I'm actually the one coming home from work. Bless Jack. He's been so great, really moving his work around. So I've been able to, and picking the children up, it's lots changed, and it's just so nice to come home and my children are like, mummy, 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 you know, oh, you're home. And it was, which is something I've never had before personally, in obviously the years they've been born. It's just been great. And I was reading the story, my daughter brought a story up this evening, when I put her to bed. And it was called Think Happy, and it was just such a nice little book of how we really can think happy thoughts, how what we do and how we act, that we can really be happy and show others that, you know, when we're happy, we can give that out to them. And it was just such a really nice book. When I was sat with Darcy and reading it, like, she was, her little eyes were smiling, bless her. And, it's just been really fantastic. We had, I had parents evening this week, and what they said, like, she has 100% in her phonics. She hasn't got much to improve on, and it just really settled my heart, because she's a very loving and caring girl, which I really strive for my children to be kind and caring, and I want them to really speak of God, and also that they learn obviously many different subjects in school, and RE, which is obviously religious studies, which obviously I know it's different compared to how we know it is. But apparently Darcy is really engaged.
like they will ask her questions about God and ask her questions about Jesus, and she's like really engaged in this lesson. That really, really made me happy. That really, like, I was so thankful for this, that she, out of everything, that she was really interested. And then when her little friend, I work with her mum, come back, and she was asking me questions. They go to complete different schools. It just really made me happy because, yeah, this is how, obviously I want my children to know God. I want them to really be interested and know that there is life beyond what the world tries to promote, because God is so great and he really does love us, and he's got such a great path for each and every one of us, and especially for the younger generation coming up, my little babies. So this really made me happy, and I was so thankful. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share, and God bless you. And
well, God bless you, Becky. That was fantastic sharing. Great sharing from Danny, great sharing from Amber, and a fantastic also sharing from Becky. That's really great what God's doing. Next, I would like to ask F.A. to share, please.
Well, good evening there in the UK, and good afternoon for those in the United States. Just been a wonderful opportunity to listen as I move around into my business and do those things that need to be done. It's been pretty cool. Had a free meal at that restaurant, picked up a $915 check from the owner, and then I went, crawled underneath the house, and now I'm going to go and hurt some gophers. So that's been my travels, listening to the fellowship today. But, you know, God is just so intimate and so caring and so loving to us, his children. And it's such a blessing that we have this such wonderful father that just takes the time and works individually in every one of us. And there's billions of children that he works with on a daily basis, but he takes each and every one of us individually and works with our hearts and our concerns and our cares and our excitements and our goals and our visions, and just shows us individually how his plan for us will be. And that he is definitely moving very swiftly in our lives. God is not a God that withholds anything from us, and that we have this great, great heart just to continue to stay with him. And I know Amber was talking about how sometimes you hear the same things over and over again. I was listening to a sharing by saying it done in 2004, and he just happened to mention that the harvest truly is great, and that we pray or ask God for the laborers. So 20 years later, those are still the same words we hear in that arena of how this great truth of people having this opportunity to have a more perfect way to God, and a more excellent way to God. And that's just such a big deal. And yes, these things are continuously shared and encouraged, because these are the simple truths that will change people's lives, will give people an opportunity to walk powerfully and mighty and victorious in anything and anywhere that we are. So I'm very thankful that I was introduced to these truths in 2020. Like, I know a lot of us started to see a lot of great things happen that year. At one time, that was the greatest year of my life, for what God did. And even 9 months prior to coming to know these truths, God was working, because I was searching, but not in the sense of going to churches or going to other fellowships or studying the Bible or anything like that, but just searching in my heart to let God lead me to know him more intimately. And I didn't understand that. And God just kept patiently showing me through many miracles, signs and wonders, and very encouraging. And then I started hearing testimonies, and they changed my life, because now God was alive in people's lives. The stuff that I had previously read or even taught, now these people were living it. It was their lives that were getting healed. They were raising the dead. They were seeing Red Seas parted in their lives. And many, many people coming to know this great living God. And so it was wonderful to see it alive, because we have a living God, and that each and every one of us are a part of that. And for us to just be patient, be still, cease from our own works, our own planning. I don't think there's anywhere in the scriptures where any men that God called planned anything. I think of Moses, and when Amber was talking, and that you talk about a man that was so unprepared to receive what God showed him that he was going to do, and God just worked him through it. And Moses just was very meek, very humble to listen to God and not do it by his own strength. Of course, when you're 80 years old and your wing person is 81 and it's two of you, and you're going up against the greatest country in the world, Egypt, you have to trust God. And God never let him down. It took Pharaoh a long time to have his heart changed to know that he was going to have to let the children of Israel go, but God was going to be victorious and triumphant in that situation, because God had promised that he was going to deliver the children of Israel. Just like in our lives, our deliverance is already taken care of. In any situation that we come up against, God has the answers, God has the solutions, and that we go to him and him alone, and trust him, and just look to him. Just focus on him and confess. We hear that a lot. And I just recently watched a series, and I've never really watched a series here in the United States. It's called 30-30. And it's about basketball. It's about sports teams or sports athletes and their lives and their situation. And they were talking about a coach back in the 1980s, Jim Valvano. He was a basketball coach for a college team called North Carolina State. And he was hired as a young coach. And he had one goal, one confession, and he went to his team and says, look, we're going to win the national championship of college basketball. And that was his goal. His team just did not see it. But every week at the end of practice, they have a ceremony when you win this national championship in college basketball, where in basketball you cut down the nets. The winning team cuts down the nets. So he had the team practice that every week for the first year he took over, and they didn't do anything basically. The second year, same thing, every practice at the once a week he did that. And then the players started seeing that this started making some sense. Well, the third year, overcoming amazing obstacles on how untalented their team was compared to their opposition. And the other thing is that his father, he wanted his dad to be at the Final Four. Those are the four final teams that play for this national championship. And the first year he was coach, he went to his dad and saw a suitcase. And he asked his dad, what was that for? He goes, son, that suitcase is packed. And when you get to the Final Four, I'll be there. Well, that suitcase stayed in his father's house for 3 years. And the third year, his father went to that Final Four. And make a story short, they won the national championship. And they cut down those nets. And that was just in the census realm. It just was this whole thing about there's this young coach that said, we're going to win a national championship. I want to win a national championship. And he held forth those words to his team day in and day out. And that's what we do. We just hold our confessions each day very strongly, very enthusiastic, very just they're there. It's a done deal. And you do that. Whatever God inspires you to do to help that vision, that goal, that desire, he'll show you. He wants to keep you hot. He wants to keep us all on fire and not to ever be dull or discouraged or disappointed, because how can we be when we're seated in the heavenlies? Our starting point, the day we got born again, was seated in the heavenlies, far above all this worldly junk that is way below our feet, and that it's already been defeated. And all we do is we just walk with God and we see the triumphant victory. So those are the things that have been kind of burning in my heart the last week, just to just trust God and let him, you know, plan out my life, you know. And I have desires, and I will do this until Christ comes back or until I take my last breath. And, you know, I have less days forward than backwards, but each day I'm going to be excited about, and I'm more blessed on my life now. I'm healthier. I'm wealthier. And by the way, if anybody wants to give their wealth away, I definitely want to take it. And that's just, you know, kidding around, but we should be prosperous. We should have, you know, what we desire, because God wants us to be rich. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have comfortable things in our lives in a sense of how we live. And if we travel, God wants us to travel first class. He wants us to live in good homes, wear great clothes, have nice cars. Although we don't seek after those things, it's just part of the package. It's part of this whole deal of being in God's company, and we're working for God, and his benefits are like that. They're top notch, and we should never accept anything but the very best, whatever that is in our hearts that we desire, and we stay put on that. And just take one step at a time, and one confession at a time, and we just stay with God. And I don't know how much simpler this whole thing can be, because it's all God. It's all his problem. It's all his pressure. It's all his pleasure to do all these things for us. And all we do as sons and daughters is we just have an open heart to receive. So I love every one of you, and you are the greatest that God has ever seen in this day and time. And he has called out many more, millions and trillions and billions, that are going to see this wonderful, wonderful Father and understand that Jesus Christ was the complete, complete Savior. And all we do is we receive from God and be blessed. So love you all. And thank you very much.
Wow, that's beautiful, I think. And that analogy of the college coach is brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. That's inspiring, actually, because there's people that do understand these principles of their faith and confessions. Whether they're believers or not on the Lord Jesus Christ, it still works. So if it works for them, it can work even more so for us when, like F.A. said, we confess the things of God. So thanks very much for that, F.A. So on that note, I would like to ask Lawrence to share, please.
Okay, well, God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And What a great night already, and wonderful Sharon's. God is energizing and working in everyone, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And, you know, God's word is going to move all over the world. And it's through this sound doctrine you've been receiving and the practice of that sound doctrine. Because the two go together. You know, you need the sound doctrine, the right words from God, and then you need to practice those things. And as you execute those things with a heart unto God, not manufactured. Now, we might start off manufactured, you know, because it's a practice. But then as we get into doing it, then we start to get the understanding, the wisdom from God. And then we'll never stop doing it because we see the benefits of God. So God wants to benefit you. He wants you greatly encouraged. And God works with our faith, right? So he's working with your faith. He's working with my faith. And in that, what is faith? It's confidence and trust. And this whole journey is about trusting God. This whole journey is about having a living relationship with the creators of the heaven and the earth. And God has put his spirit in you, and we are spiritual beings now. And we've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We've got the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And God wants to lead you powerfully by his spirit. And I'm so thankful, listening tonight, listening to the sharings of Danny and Amber and Becky Jancy and other people on here, is through the heavenly words that people have come up strong. And God has made you strong because you receive the words gladly. And, you know, you just need to stay focused with those things. My job is to encourage people to go to God. And this is what everyone on here has done. They're going to God. They're executing the things that have been encouraged through the sound heavenly words. That's how the things take off. You know, the word of Jehovah runs very, very swiftly. And it's not going to be done by our might or our power, even our knowledge or our wisdom. But it's the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's what God is energizing us, showing us where we are, where we live, what we're doing, and then collectively together as a body of Christ. So we need to keep that full focus with God. And there's so many distractions out there if we look at them. And then so it's good that we take time and we sit with God and we ask him for our focus. We ask him for our direction. We got the direction. Our direction is that we're to reconcile men and women back to God, that God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And everyone on here can have their own field. And that's what God wants you to have, your own field. And as you put the little things in your heart that God's given you to do, the projects in your life, or like Becky starting a new business, Danny started his business with the tiling, and there's things that are needed. Now, when God gives the vision, he also gives the provision. He provides everything for you that you need as you go to him, as you look to him, as you depend upon him. And the practices that we've encouraged is what activates God to go to work. The things that we've encouraged you to do is what is written in the scripture. It is written. You know, like James was mentioning, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. We're to use the spiritual ability. Like on the day of Pentecost, when they received Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that they were going to move the words unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And it wasn't going to be done by them. God was navigating them. God was showing them the direction, where to go, where to speak. You know, even angels showed up and said, go stand, speak in the temple. All the words of this life. You know, Paul wanted to go to a certain direction, but God says, no, there's a man in Macedonia praying. The laborer. That's where the laborer was. That's where the jackpot was. You know, we've been thinking about metal detector, and I talked about, I brought a little metal detector as a hobby to go and do stuff when there's not so much going on. We can pop out, go on the beach, which is only 20 miles away from us, and see what we can detect, you know. And so God's our metal detector. He knows where the gold is. The golden people, the ones that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. And see, God works with humble hearts. God is able to bring us to humility so that he gets our attention, because then he can work when we are humble, when our heart is soft and open to him. And when our heart is open to God, then it's going to be open to the people that he's put in front of us to give that encouragement. And so when you're receiving that encouragement, you receive the words, not as the words of me or anybody else, but we receive them as the words from God, which will be effective in you because you believe. In other words, you're going to produce God wants you to be fruitful. But it's not you producing the fruit. It's God that's producing the fruit. He just needs us to respond to the things that he's given us to do, to follow the direction, the path, the way that he wants us to move and navigate. Now, sometimes we don't know how that's going to be. Because it says in the scripture that just, which is you and me, we're just, we're righteous, sanctified, redeemed. We got the words and ministry of reconciliation. The just live by faith. So when God puts something in your heart to do, you may not see the whole picture, right? But you just take that step with God. Move in the direction of God. Like Paul moved in the direction of God. God showed him in a dream or a vision, this man in Macedonia praying. And then so because Paul was humble and meek, he didn't do his own thing. He didn't reason the things out in his mind, but he received it as the words literally from God. This is where you need to go. This is your jackpot area. This is where the metal detector has picked up the gold, right? So like God knows where every individual that's going to believe and going to receive the words from you. He knows where they are. We may not know where they are. We might just be speaking to someone in the street or someone that we've just met. And then we start speaking about God, you know, and then they're the ones. They're the ones that want to pursue and want to know. Tell me more about the things that you're saying. What, God can really heal me? What, God can really provide for me? God can take care of my family and restore my broken family. He can restore my broken heart. He can give me peace. You know, that's the first thing that goes, you know, when we get distracted is the peace. So if you lose your peace, you get with God and you get that peace back because you've got peace in you. And we go to God for his direction of what he wants us to do so that we can continue to be in the place that he wants us to be. So when you don't know what to do, just do what you know to do. You know, speaking in tongues, like Amber mentioned, this is the things that we encourage, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honoring God. And another thing I want to put that with that honoring God is the stewardship of your finances so that you can see the benefits of the blessings that God's given you. God wants us to be good stewards. We're to be stewards of the mystery. We're to be stewards of what we speak. You know, even our thoughts we should steward. Our heart we should steward. We shouldn't let our emotions be a magnet to the negativity that comes up. So if a situation's going on and it's not so favourable or we don't like it, you know, we shouldn't let it be our minds be a magnet to that, but we take our minds back to God. No, our mind should be a magnet to God because we're not living from the carnal mind now. We're living from the spiritual mind. You know, we've been set free from the law and sin and death. And now we're under the spirit of the law, the spirit of the law, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We're free. We're free from the force of this world. We're free from the emotional attachments of this world. We're free. Only if we allow it in can it take an effect. So we watch. We watch our circle. We watch our thoughts. We watch what we're speaking. We want to be a witness to someone. If there's someone in our life that may not be born again, we want to get them to receive the words from God. So we pray to God, Father, you open the door here so I can speak your word, that I can encourage this person so that they can come to you. Because like initially, we're the ones that are helping people to go to God so that they can be strong, that they can receive all the blessings if they practice and receive your words gladly, and then they're moving with God in their own right, you know, but they're staying connected with the body of Christ. They're staying connected where God wants them to connect. There's no lone rangers on here. We cannot do it on our own. If there's no one to stand with, yeah, God can move with you. But if you've got people there that are walking with God, that are giving great encouragement. So our vision, you know, we can ask God to enlarge. Like my desire, I really feel like in my heart, that I want to come to the USA, and I'm just giving all these things to God. So I'm just looking at different things, and then God's putting different things in my heart. And then, but I know it's going to happen. If it's from God, it will happen. And I know we got holiday in July to August, and I know that I'm desiring to go back to India as well. In April, we're going to Norway on the 26th. I know that's going to be a fantastic time. Because I see it in my mind. You know, I see these things in my mind. And I know that God is at work and he wants his people blessed. He wants his people encouraged. He wants his people together. But he'll do that. Like, it's not up to us to make people come together. But it is up to us to speak encouraging words. When people connect to us, we encourage them to go to God. So, yes, there are things that can come up. But greater is He that's in you. You live from the place of triumph. And it's your words. It's your words that you speak. It's your responses and your reactions to the situation. Don't get caught out. Don't get flustered. Don't get frustrated. But start saying what you want. You tell that mountain to get out of your way. You tell that problem to resolve. You can pray about situations. You can pray about people. And change is good. Like, you know, I like the change. It's great. Because now I know God is opening up something bigger. With all the different changes I can see, it may, from a carnal level, may not look so brilliant, but it's going to bring about massive results. And we just got to determine that we preach the gospel of Christ. You know, Paul said, I speak thy word. You know, David, I speak thy word. And that's what we got to say. Father, I will speak your word. You open the doors. You show me when to speak. You arrange the things for me. Here I am. Send me. I'm ready to speak. I'm ready to declare. I'm ready to make your impact in this world. Because I know I can't do it in and of my own strength. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because it's the power of God. This gospel means good news. We're not giving bad news. We're not giving bad reports. But we're giving the good news that we have a mighty God who knows you and loves you. And is so kind. He's so loving. He's so merciful. He's so gracious. He's so healing. He's the God of peace. He's the God of abundance. He's the God that heals you. He's the God that's delivered you. This is the great message we've got to speak. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we preach. We preach Christ risen and coming back again. No, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And He sat at the right hand side of God, and so are we in Him. That's where we are. That's where we need to keep our thoughts and minds. When a sticky situation comes up, or an emotional challenges, or a difficult time, remember you are seated at the right hand side of God. And you're the heavenly congress. You decide what is going to happen with God. You ask God, Father, give me the words to say. Give me the words to confess. You energize it in me. What do I need to say here? And here give you words. You know, all is well. We don't say all is bad, all is going wrong, nothing's happening. That may be really real in your life if you've got a situation going on. But that's not the truth. It's the truth that sets you free. And the truth says that you are delivered, you are healed, you are strong, you are powerful, you have direct access to the living God. God has put His visions and His desires in your heart. They're there. When we lose sight of it because we've let other things come in. So that's when we sit down. Father, help me to refocus. Help me to get my focus back if you've lost your focus. Because it's quite easy to lose it, right? But when our hearts is turned to God, we won't lose it. And we won't let anyone trample on it either. We won't let anyone distract us from it. And God's going to accomplish the things that He's called you to do. You know, He's called you to do these things. He's got before ordained works for you to do. And by golly, you're going to do them because God's going to help you to that place. All we got to do is stay with God. Stay with the practice. Stay with the praying. Stay with the relationship. Stay trusting Him. He's building your confidence to trust Him. He's not going to let you down. And if He's called you to do something, He is going to provide it for you. If He gives you vision, He's going to give you the provision. Remember that. So God supplies all of our needs according to His glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God multiplies your seed sown, and He increases the fruits of your righteousness, and He causes all grace to abound towards you. That's why your honouring God is important. It's about the heart. It's not about the money. It's about the heart. It's about the trust in God. And God says, you multiply, you sow those seeds, I multiply them. I'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. I'll cause all grace to abound towards you. And yes, you give where you're being fed. That's how you're going to prosper. You sow into that good field where these words that you've received, these so many years you've been connecting, or however long ever you've been connecting, has got you to a place of strength. God's navigated you here. I didn't navigate you here. God's put it in your heart. God's worked in you. Recognize where God's working in your life. Really sit down and say, God, where are you working in my life? Where do you want me connected? And then from there, you cannot go wrong. God isn't a schizophrenic God. He's not going to say, well, I want you to connect here now, and I want you to connect here now, and I want you to connect there now. Is he? Come on, there's a confusion. God is not the God of confusion, but the God of what? Peace, as in all the churches of the saints. He's a God of peace. And then, you know, so we do what God is showing us to do. Like, I know where I'm connected. I know where I'm being fed. I know God feeds me, and he also feeds me by my minister. And that's where I stay focused. That's where I stay connected. Now, my minister isn't sat next to me making me do everything. Oh, you need to do this now. You need to practice that. You need to go. No, no. God is working in me. Be confident that God is working in you. You know, and I'm learning a lot of things. Sometimes I kind of babysit people, and I shouldn't really. But it's a great learning for me, too, to let go and let God. Let what's been encouraged now be produced. Now the fruit of that in each individual come out. That doesn't mean to say, you know, we don't connect or anything like that, or we don't come on the fellowship, or we don't do the things we know that God would want us to do. But we let people just walk their walk with God. If they don't want to come, they don't want to come. If they do want to come, you let them come. Whoever comes, you never turn anyone away. You always encourage people that, and then you give them what they need to hear. Like, and sometimes they may not like to hear it, but again, you still give them what they need to hear, because if God is energizing it due to say to them, it's going to be for their blessing. When I reconnected with my minister, he gave me lots of things, you know, and quite challenging, because my mind was in a different place because of different doctrine. But when I received the sound doctrine, I could see it was liberating, but I had a struggle to do it until I made that decision. Okay, Father, I'm going to do this with all my heart, but I want to see the results too. I want to see the blessings and the benefits of what I'm being encouraged. And by God, I'm seeing the blessings. I'm seeing the benefits. He's made me strong. See, it's not me. I'm not so clever. I'm not so clever, as you well know, right? But with God, I'm everything. With God, I'm smart. With God, I'm wise. With God, I'm strong. With God, I walk by the Spirit. I exercise my spiritual senses. I'm not exercising my five senses. And there's a difference. It's very close line, but you need to exercise your spiritual senses. Walk by the Spirit. You can discern when things aren't right. And what do? You go to God. Is there anything I need to do? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, he'll show you, yea or nay. You know, he'll show you there's devil spirits involved. He can clear the picture out when it's hazy, when it's foggy, when things are not going so right for you. You know, but if you need to go to God, God needs to be number one in your life. And you ask him to keep your heart humble, keep it meek, keep it workable. Respond to the good words of God. Respond to the encouragement. And, you know, all scripture was given by inspiration of God, right? And it's profitable for what? Doctrine, how to believe rightly, reproof when not believing rightly, correction back to believing rightly, that the man or woman of God may be perfected fully unto all good works, right? So when we speak by the Spirit, when God's given heavenly words, it will come in one of those three ways, or all of them, or a couple of them. It'd be doctrine, how to believe rightly. So when we say about speaking in tongues, when we say about speaking by the Spirit, when we say about honoring God, when we say about connections, when we say about praying for laborers, then that's doctrine, right? So you need the right doctrine. It's the right doctrine that produces fruit, not just gives us knowledge, not just keeps us where we are, full of knowledge and knowing and quoting this and that and the other. God wants you to be fruitful. Why did Jesus Christ curse the fig tree? Because it wasn't fruitful. That's why. He was given an example, and he also gave a great example about the authority of words. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, problem, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith, right? So our faith and our confession, what we speak, is very important. And then he said, whatsoever things you desire or call for when you pray, believe that you've received them and you shall manifest them. So there's two things there. One, the authority of our words, what we speak and believe in our heart, faith and confession, right? Energized by God, heavenly words, and also what we pray. God's saying in there, Jesus Christ was saying in there, look, when you pray, mate, if he was talking to me today, he'd say, Laura, When you pray, mate, he'd be given a bit of my language, so I understand him. When you pray, mate, believe you've already got it. You've got to believe you've got it. Then you're going to manifest it. That's faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. Right? The just shall live by faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Like starting a business, you know, God has blessed Becky already in that business. I think it's great. And there's going to be much more coming as she stays with God, as she keeps him first. Same with Danny and his business. There's going to be many more blessings and testimonies. Whatever we put our heart to do, and whatever God is directing you to do, God is going to prosper you in it. You've got to believe he's going to prosper you. You've got to believe he's with you. And God is going to really bless you. If you do the things with faith, not worrying about, well, I can't give this much because I've heard. No, when you give with faith, it's got to be done with faith. Then that's when God multiplies it in a massive way, because you've done it with faith. Because faith comes from the heart, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God, right? And hearing the word of God, this, you know, what the great and precious promises that are written. It builds our faith. Then all it needs is a confession and an action and a commitment to. No, I'm going to believe God in this situation. I don't care what that situation is saying to me. I don't care if it's negative. I don't care what the bank balance is saying. I don't care what the doctor's saying. My God is with me, and he's delivered me out of this. There's no temptation taking me such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow me to be tempted above that which I am able, but will with the temptation make a way for me to escape. So when you feel pressure, when you feel things are coming upon you, just remember, God won't let you go over the top where you just burden down. He said he'll make a way for you to escape. But you got to go to God. You got to go to him for your answers. You got to go to him for your solutions. And when we keep a humble heart here, make everything in your life prosperous. God wants everyone on here successful. He wants you very, very successful. He wants you successful in your relationship with him by going to him, in your connections, in your practice, in the things that he wants you to do. He will make you successful. We're not going to, you know, you can get a worldly success, but if God ain't in it, it isn't worth, he ain't success, in my opinion. You know, God says that he, you know, that beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I want you to have a good journey through life, God says, but it's dependent upon your soul prospering. And your soul is your heart, is your mind, is your will, is your emotions. And that prospers through the words being given. So if you reject these words, you ain't going to prosper. Right? You can prosper by the devil. The devil can make you prosper. Right? He can do that. So we want to make sure our blessings come from God. God wants us to have a great journey through life. And it's dependent upon our soul prospering from the words that are being spoken. And it's how we receive those words. So we need to keep a tender and meek heart to God. If we're doting about questions all the time, well, you didn't say that because I believe the scripture says that. Listen, don't even come to me like that. Receive the words gladly or jog on, you know. So that's how I am. You know, I receive what my minister tells me gladly. Even if I don't understand it, even if I think a scripture says something different, I receive it. Thank you, God, for these words. Now show me how it works. If this is right, you show me how it works. And then I put it to the test. I put it to action in my life. I start to practice it. And you know what? By golly, you get the results. You see the fruit. Then you see the wisdom. And then you see the spiritual wisdom of those truths. Only the truth will set you free, guys. So keep your eyes with God. He's with you. I'm so happy. Keep going to God. You just go to God now. Like, this is what our job is to connect you to God, to get you to practice these things, and as you do it, you will start to see it for yourself, and you won't budge away from it. And then you'll start to speak to other people. Listen, if you do this, if you turn your heart to God, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, if you believe God raised him from the dead and confess with your mouth, you're going to be saved, and you're going to have an abundant life. You're going to be a blessing. And because God has made you a blessing, he wants you to encourage people. He wants you to speak about his son and that they could be saved. and that they can have a fantastic life with God. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And guys, we are now moving into that wonderful life of abundance of joy, abundance of peace, abundance of strength, an abundance of health, abundance of finances. So when we keep our minds moving in that direction, then, you know, we will be that witness. We will be that shining light. We're not hiding our light under a bushel. So these are the things that God's been encouraging me, that we just stay with God no matter what. Don't budge away from what you've been encouraged to do. Don't let your own philosophy come in, your own ideas come in. But take everything to God and ask him to navigate your steps. Ask him to keep you the head and not the tail. Because you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are that blessing. You are seated at the right hand side of God. You have direct access to God. You are. This is the truth. This is the real truth about who you are now. Not who you was. It's who you are now. You're different. God sees you as Christ. And when we go before him, he sees you as his son. We're going before God not as us, but as Christ. God sees us as Christ. It's in his stead we go. And so we got this wonderful access. We got this wonderful life. And God is making you realize these things. So anyway, this is what was in my heart. And God bless you. And thank you for listening.
Wow, what a wonderful sharing. Thank you very much, Lawrence. And praise God. Yeah, very, very encouraging words. And so this is where our focus has to be. Really is where our focus has to be. So thank you very much, Lawrence, for that encouragement. And now I'd like to ask Ethel to share, please, sister, if you would like to. Lawrence's twin.
Yes. Hi, Jace. God bless you, bro.
God bless you, sis.
Yeah, wow, what a fellowship. Look at all these great sharings tonight. And it's so encouraging, really, really encouraging and inspiring. We need to stay hot. You know, I mean, like you mentioned, just coming back from India, I'm still hot from it. I mean, looking at the pictures and just reminiscing and looking at, you know, what's been done there and also what I've learned, what I take home with me. So this week, Sunday, we had a physical fellowship. That was really nice because they asked me again, hey, share about your trip. And yeah, everybody was like in an awe. And yeah, it's really neat. And I encourage them, you know, it can happen here too in the States, not just India or Nepal. And it's happening here and now. So yeah, what great sharings tonight, you guys. This week it's just been laying low. I went back to work at Costco on Monday, and that was a good thing as well, because honestly, everybody was missing me. They said, oh my gosh, where have you been? It has been 3 months with my arm being injured and then going to India. But I tell you, man, my arm is doing so, so well. God has already delivered me. He's healed my arm. Praise God. Yes. And I have really full motion of it. And I've been having also physical therapy with it. So it's all good. Now getting ready to go to Japan. I'm very, very excited. I get to see my new grandbaby and my older grandbabies. So yeah, God is so good. I mean, I've just been thinking how we just stay to continue to look to God. Like Lawrence was talking about, you know, just a little while ago about we continue. We are God's masterpiece. We are in the heavenly heavenlies, you know. Even though the world can bog us down, we don't stay there. We're not of this world. We don't stay there and just, oh, I'm sad, whatever, whatever. No, we do not. we continue to look to him because God is all knowing, all power. And yes, I've always talked about now how the power and the authority that we have, let's manifest that. Let's exercise it. It is just mind blowing what God can continually do. And, you know, I can say, wow, again, God, you've blown me away because he really does. As you put him first, as you activate the Holy Spirit in your life, he will activate with you. God is moving so swiftly and he wants us to move with him in that direction. And it's all knowing, all power. And it's just great to, be in Zoom fellowship like these because yes, it's very encouraging. It's very, inspiring. Wow, Lord, you never run out of words to say. You just keep going. And I always tease him. You don't have any periods. You don't pause. You just go, go, go. It's those rhema words because he's experiencing it. And I'm experiencing it as well. And all of you have in your lives. So we continue. Wow, we are in the land of milk and honey. You know, we are highly favored. No matter what is the situation that goes on around us, like Amber talks about, you know, in this world, in this dark world, we don't permit that in our lives. We just simply walk victorious the way God designed our lives to be. We are triumphant. We have the victory. So, where else can you go, right? No, nowhere else. No, the world doesn't offer anything to us, but God does. He is such a loving and sweet and tender loving God. And, as we continue our journey, you will see more and more signs, miracles, and wonders come to pass as you stay connected with God. So tight, that tight relationship with him. Wow, what power. And I wake up each morning and I said, thank you, Father. I thank you that I know you the way I do know you. Imagine people don't know you and I do the way I do and continue to do it. So, you know, our job, we simply make it available. We relax because God is the one who is the heart changer. He's the one that will work in people's hearts. You know, at our physical fellowship on Sunday, Patricia Finch was talking about, because we were at her house, you know, we just don't stop here. We keep going. We stay connected. Now, I didn't tell her anything, right? She sees what, as you go to God, the benefits of what God can do in your life. And as you let him, as you believe, as you have that faith and that confession in your life. And we're seeing signs, miracles, and wonders. I mean, like I said, our fellowship may be like more on the senior citizen side because, yeah, we are all older. Must be in our, yeah, 60s or whatever. But you know what? We all love God. We want a fellowship. And that's the thing. And also, too, you know, part of my ministry, I make food. I make dinner for everybody. I mean, people, too, bring stuff. But it's the breaking bread together. As we spiritual fellowship, we also break bread together and we continue that fellowship. And most of us, we live alone. We are single, you know, in this category of our lives. And it's nice that we can break bread together. We can fellowship through and through. So we're going to get back in at least every other Sunday. But I'll be gone for 3.5 weeks when I'm gone to Japan. But they can continue. I urge them, you know, this is your rise in your expansion. Even our Zoom fellowships, you know, is Mondays and Fridays. But now Patty, I call her Cupcake from Portland, they decide they're going to continue even on Wednesday. So, hey, you know what? God's working in people's hearts and in their minds. Go for it. You know, whatever God tells you to do, you just act on it. And I tell you, the results, the fruit, It's just really amazed me, because when we had the Eugene laborers back in August, I mean, we had all sorts of people that, you know, still old paradigmers or, you know, hey, I don't want to have anything to do with this kind of fellowship. It's okay. God's purging them out. But you know what? In my heart, I know God says continue, Echo. You have nothing to lose. What else can you do? Not, you know, go the world's way or get back to my old paradigm. And no, no, no. This is the more excellent and perfect way. I've seen and tasted it, you guys. It's just so amazing. And with my travels, I'm just so blessed beyond measure because God is showing me and teaching me and blessing me. So, okay, God, you know, where's my next destination? And again, I pray that when I'm in Japan, that God will open doors, especially with my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandkids, you know, open that door again. I constantly remind him to continue to look to God, you know, and they're busy with their lives, their own careers, whatever. However, I always remind them, look to God first. And it's funny, on Mother's Day, this was last year, Lauren, my daughter that lives in Okinawa, she sent me a card and she says, Mom, you're such a special mom because you always remind us of God and that you always remind us to pray. And I love that, Mom. So I know deep down in her heart, she knows about God and she just doesn't talk about it much, but I just know. So when I go, they'll be constantly reminded in a loving way. So man, what a blessing. What a blessing in my life. And I know, like I said, my trip to UK, that was so life changing and God continues to life change me and I see it and I can't help myself but just be humbled and meek. Wow, Father, what are you doing? Only good things, only blessings. And he's showing you as you ask, as you go to him, he'll show you and lead the way. What have you want me to do, Father? It's just so amazing. I mean, people around me, even like at my job at Costco, where have you been? They knew I was missing. I mean, it is 3 months. Where have you been? We missed you. So I see that perhaps as they see me, they see Christ. But it's that Christ in me. And I know it radiates and I show it to people because oftentimes they come up and say, there is something about you. They just can't quite pinpoint it out. So I just continue to smile, you know, and just say positive words, rhema words to even non-believers at work, you know. But it was great, you know, to feel wanted. I was gone for a while, but then getting back into the swing of things, I'll be working for the next month here and then off I go again. And then they go, what, you're off again? I said, yeah. So God is so good, you guys. Yeah, I mean, as you honor your first fruits, man, I always talk about that because I've seen it time and time again. You will see that fruit as you give your first fruits cheerfully, lovingly, with all your heart. And like I said, I minister to my finances. God, you increase so I can increase more in giving. Boy, my life, you just see just the blessings left, right, up, down, everywhere. And that's got to be God. Who else could it be, you know? I mean, he's such a good, big, wonderful God. And I'm thankful. Like, I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I pray for each and every one of you guys. And, yeah, we're a family. And thank you for being here. Day in, day out on Thursdays, because yes, I can't wait till Thursdays and they come around so fast. And, you know, your words, you guys, that comes out of your mouth, your sharing, your testimonies really is very encouraging. I know it encouraged me. I know it inspires me even more. There are times when, yeah, I can get down, but I don't stay there that long. I just say, Father, I'm your masterpiece. I'm your daughter. You want me blessed. So therefore, I go to you in everything and anything in my life. So, yeah, it's been such a great week and continuing to, see signs, miracles, and wonders comes to pass. I just let go, let God relax, and just enjoy the time with God, that sweet relationship with Him. As you go to Him, okay, Father, whatever you want me to do, don't get stressed about, oh, what's going to happen next? Oh, I've left that a long time ago because it's not profitable. It doesn't do you any good. So you go to Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and everything. And you will see He blesses you, like I know with me. He blesses you like kind of sometimes unexpected ways. Oh, I didn't know that was coming. But I knew that was coming when it does come that God is blessing you. Let me do that blessing for you, my child, you know. So continue that relationship. It's the best relationship there is with God, going to Him. So that's my sharing for this week. I love you all, and God bless you. Mwah.
Beautiful words. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much, Ethel. Very encouraging and inspiring words. And
F.A., that was great as well.
Yeah, F.A.'s sharing was great as well. You know, I don't think Japan is ready for you yet.
Hey, you know what? I have high expectations because, I don't know, I prayed about it. God, you opened this door. Who knows, you know. That is the next destination or wherever where God will lead us. But remember, we're travelers. God. You just don't know where He's going to take us next, but I'm ready. Take me. Send me, God. Where do you want me?
You're going to rock the whole of the Far East now, aren't you? We just know it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
There's going to be millions of people just queuing up to find out who Ethel is.
Yeah. It's funny because my orthopedic surgeon, so then I told him I was going to Japan. He goes, I want to see you before you leave. And then, because did you know I was a missionary there in Japan? He started talking to me in Japanese. And I go, oh, okay. He was a missionary. That's good. And then so I said, the only thing I know is domo arigato, meaning thank you. And he started conversing with me in Japanese. I said, oh, hold on. Let me learn some more and I'll get back with you. But you just don't know. Like, even my physical therapist, he's just blown away. He goes, wow, we're only 2 weeks in with your physical therapy. Look at your arm. You're just doing so well. They're all scratching their heads. I already know I've been healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, I know Lauren's ministered to me. You guys have been ministering to me and praying for this arm. And it's like I never had a broken arm. Although my physical therapist, he has on his wallpaper, my arm, the picture of it, and the metal that's in. I said, hey, he said, I didn't violate any HIPAA regulation, but I just show off your arm and how quickly you heal. I mean, you can see the line that was broken. It's like totally mended together like that. I said, did I smile in that picture? But it's such a witness. Even though it was an accident or, you know, I injured it and everything, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as, this is going to be a testimony. So, there you have it.
Beautiful. Thank you again for the encouragement and your encouraging words. And look forward to hearing about all the laborers in Japan. So, thank you very much, Ethel. So now, Peter, would you like to share, please, brother?
Yeah, I could share. I left my camera on all this time. That's kind of an accomplishment for me. Because I've been just trusting God to overcome fears and things that, you know, that I'm used to doing. And, you know, he's given me strength, and I'm confessing that I'm healed of a lot of different things. And, you know, that verse, in Proverbs about death and life are in the power of the tongue, that really inspires me, because I can say good things. You know, I can say things that I need in my life and things that I want in my life. I can speak those into existence, you know, and it's been really a comfort to me to know that that's available, you know, totally available. And it doesn't take a degree, or, you know, we don't have to have so many classes, or, you know, we don't have to stand approved before men some way to be able to do that. You know, it's me and God, you know, it's not me and somebody else. So, I'm very, very happy about that. And I've been able to say that to a couple of people. You know, there's this girl at Walmart that does, the groceries, named Naomi. And we've been talking about that, you know, how speaking stuff into existence is a real thing. You know, it's like, that's a God-given ability that we have when we're born again, that we have the Holy Spirit, you know. We can say what we want, not what we see. We can call those things that aren't as though they are. That is amazing. That's an amazing ability that, you know, that and speaking in tongues, you know, because that speaking in tongues is perfect prayer. And I, you know, I could do it more, but I do it when I'm inspired. And the other thing I've been learning is just to really listen to when God's putting something on my heart. You know, that's where I need to venture out. You know, that's where I need to go forth. And if he's got me something outside the house that he wants to happen, you know, or even in the house, you know, just that God is just there. I mean, and he puts stuff on our heart daily, you know, and daily he loads us up with benefits. And I'm very happy about that. I'm getting more mature when it comes to walking by the Spirit. And I like that a lot. And I think that's a big key to things really taking off with God, is just doing what he says and being humble, you know. And I'm all about that. I really like that. And I see me and God going a lot of places, you know. He's got the resources, and, you know, he got a willing laborer that's willing to go do and say stuff to people, and you walk by the Spirit. That's a win-win, you know, combination. And I'm really encouraged by that. I've got an overabundance of food in my house. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, I get a lot of benefits from the government. I get a lot of benefits from my insurance company, and it's just more than I can eat. And I wound up giving a bunch of food to my neighbor, you know, who's in her 70s. And, she's got food to last her most of the month because of, my overflow, you know, and I was really blessed to give it to her too. And, she's not born again, but we've been over that subject. You know, she's kind of like an atheist person. And, I'm like, look, you know, you've been so kind and so generous to me. And, you know, she's one of my only friends in this neighborhood. And, I said, I'm going to get you born again before you go, before it's time for you to go to sleep. You're going to get born again, and you're going to thank me. And she's like, I don't know, I'm still on the fence. I'm like, well, you're not going to be on the fence much longer because you get born again. So, and I said, all it takes is just a momentary believing that Jesus Christ is the Lord and that God raised him from the dead. And then you have a Holy Spirit and you have eternal life and you don't have to perish. You know, so, you know, let's just get with the program here, honey, and everything will be fine. She's like, oh, I'm listening. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, there are people out there that are a lot more willing than she is to hear it. And that's what I'm believing God for. I'm believing God for quality laborers, you know, people that really, you know, will ask me questions and really be hungry for the things of God, you know, without me having to kind of push them along, you know. We've all done that. That's not really profitable, but there are people out here in Tallahassee that are hungry. I wouldn't be here if there wasn't. So I just, you know, I do want to move to Panama City, but I want some fellowships. I want to get a nice foundation going on here in Tallahassee before I go. I want to be able to come back here and have a couple of leaders meetings and people that, you know, have testimonies and people that want God, you know, people that need God in their lives and aren't ashamed to admit it, you know. So some people are, they don't like, they're like, oh, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. And, you know, I'm good, you know, and really they're not, but they want to tell you that they are. So that just, in, you know, speaking those things that aren't as though they are. Like I have goals, you know, things that I want in life, but I tell you what, you can have all kinds of stuff in your life. You can have all kinds of material goods. And this is something I've learned in life. It's like you can have all the fancy cars and you can have all kinds of stuff and you can still be unhappy because you got nobody to share it with, you know? And we want, you know, laborers, we want people that, where we can give and people that we can receive from. We want that flow of giving and receiving. We just don't want to hoard it all to ourselves. We want to be blessed to be a blessing, you know, and that takes laborers. If you want to be around laborers and you want to be around people that love and trust God, then God's got them, you know, cause the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And that goes with everywhere. And I forget who it was. It might have been Lawrence, but you know, there are billions of people on this planet. Billions. Like, not just millions. I mean, India and Nepal are just two countries. There's lots of other countries. And there's lots of ways to get to people now with the communication systems the way they are. We can reach people around the world, you know, in just a matter of moments. So, and God's got the way to reach everyone. He knows how to reach everybody. Cause He's God. So, don't limit. I don't want to limit God to just this area of, you know, Florida. I'm open to wherever a laborer is going to show up or however I'm going to contact a laborer, then send me, you know, be it Skype, be it Zoom, be it, you know, whatever. I don't care. Just as long as I can make contact and I can get to the right people, I'm fine. You know, so. That's what I'm going to believe for. Laborers from everywhere, you know, reaching me somehow and just, you know, having people to give to. That's so important. You know, having people to share these truths with and to, you know, to break bread with. I got so blessed in Eugene. I'll tell you what, you know, F.A. and all of you guys in Eugene, and we sat around that table and a couple of tables and we just break bread together. I didn't say too much because I can be kind of shy sometimes, but I'm coming out of that. But I was really blessed just to sit there and be part of it. And it really felt like a family to me. And it is. It's the body of Christ. And we have so much in common. It's amazing how much in common we really have when we get together. Even though in the world we may not have a bunch in common, but spiritually we have all things in common. And it shows. It really does. And you can feel it. And I just love it. I want that for the rest of my life. I want to be part of something larger than myself. I want to be an active member in this body of Christ. And I don't ever want to go back to, I don't want to go back to old paradigms. You know, if somebody starts talking paradigms with me, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to change the subject or something because I don't want to hear about it, you know, because I'm where I want to be. I'm where I need to be. And I don't need somebody, you know, preaching an old paradigm to me. So if anybody has an idea of doing that, let's just skip that and skip on to something else more profitable. So, I have a friend that's kind of into that, but gently moving away from that. That's pretty much it for me. I've had some health things going on, but I just confess that I speak unto wholeness, that, you know, wholeness is available. And I have wholeness. I have wholeness in my body. I have wholeness in my mind. I have wholeness in my heart. You know, I am completely healed of everything. My healing is manifesting. My legs are getting stronger. My heart's getting stronger. My lungs, you know, my emotional state is more stable now than it's ever been. You know, that's, you know, depending on who you ask, right? That's a joke. But, I can feel the healing. You know, I can feel those confessions working because I have to steal my mind. I've locked my mind into, you know, confessing the positives. From doing that verse in Proverbs, I think it's 18 something. I forget exactly, but it's death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I want to speak life. I want to speak life to my life. I want to speak life into my finances, life into my, you know, into my home, into my body, into me, into my situations and my circumstances. Healing in my finances, you know, opportunities that will present themselves. I'm speaking all of that. And no negatives, no more negatives, no more getting down about nothing. Just, you know, if it's down, turn it around. You know, it's easier to smile than it is to frown. So it's easier to be more positive than it is to be negative. So, I'm keeping my mind positive. And I'm going to have a beautiful life. I do have a beautiful life. I have a life better than most people on disability right now. I'm exceedingly more prosperous than most people that are on disability. Most disabled people that are on disability don't even have a fraction of the life that I have. So that's because I give. And it's because I put God first. I honor God with my substance. And I pray about stuff, you know, and I expect God to come through. And it's available. It's, you know, if you meet somebody on disability and they're like, oh, I can't give because I'm on disability. And I've heard a lot of people say that. So no, you can't outgive God. Even if you decide of a certain, whatever God puts on your heart to give, do it and you'll see it come back. It doesn't matter how much income you got coming in. God can go above it. Even if you're working at a job and people are limited by their jobs, they'll say, oh, I work so much. I can't give that much because I'm working. Well, you can't not give it. And, you know, because you want a relationship with the Father, you want to see him go to work in your finances. So you ask him how much you're supposed to give and he'll give it and you give what he tells you to give. And he'll make a way where there is no way. He'll add more money to you or more resources to you before you even know it. And you won't miss a thing. So, and I'm talking from experience. I'm starting to feed my neighbors for God's sake. I mean, that's unheard of. So, especially in our economy now with food prices the way they are, it's crazy. But with God, all things are possible. So I'm going to shut up now and give the floor back to Jason and God bless you guys.
Well, I've got to say, Peter, that was one fantastic encouragement and you really are doing and the change and God is just doing an amazing work in your heart, brother, through your practice.
Thank you. Really. Thank you, Lawrence. I loved your sharing too. It was great. You're so awesome.
Thank you, and so are you, mate. You are. You're God's working in you, and it's so cool. I just love that testimony, like, oh, I got to give the food away. I got too much of it. I got an abundance of food. It's fantastic. Like, praise God for that. You know,
yeah.
Well, brother, really blessed me that, Sharon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. There you go.
Yeah. No, that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. I can see all the things you're talking about that you want, you desire, I can see it happening. I can see it happening. And we hear all the time the word runs swiftly. So it's going to happen.
Can I say one thing? Because with what you're saying, there have been people that have had dreams that I'm walking. And one of them was my roommate. One of them was a worker that used to work for me. There was somebody else. And Marie Carroll was another one. They all had dreams that I'm up walking. So it's established. I mean, it's coming, or it is here, because I'm healed by his stripes, you know?
So God's bringing the news to you via whoever. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can through these people to you. So that's amazing in itself.
Yeah.
You know, he made a donkey talk to Balaam, right? So he can talk to anybody.
Well, it shows how intelligent donkeys are.
Pardon?
It shows how intelligent donkeys really are.
Yeah, they're bilingual.
It shows what an idiot the prophet was by sitting there talking to it.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking to an ass, but never mind.
It's okay.
Anyway, thank you very much for sharing.
You're welcome.
That was great listening to that. So now I would like to ask my French brother Frank, if you would like to share, please.
Shula Papa.
Shula Papi.
Yes, sorry. Okay, Jason, everyone, God bless you. Thank you very much. I put some light and, Okay. Just, to share with you, this last Sunday, I was with a French believer on Skype, and we prayed about Morocco, and there is a couple, a French couple living over there, and the wife just wanted to have some rain, because it was a long time there wasn't. And I'm very thankful that we were one another encouraging and praying for that. And I prayed for the rain to fall and for the clouds to bring forth rain, you know. And Monday, you know, and we heard that we hear that there was it was raining and was blessed. And he phoned me and said to me that, and that's very good. And we were rejoicing with the believer. Yes, we've got great power. And I was encouraged to say that we say what we want. And when we prayed, we just let to God. We don't take the part of God. God wants people to... God wants that our prayer be realized. And yes, he has a plan, and for sure... We've got great power, and I'm very thankful. There is one time I stopped raining, and that time we prayed and rain came. Then, yes, now I'm very thankful that God is working in us to make us grow, to be mature, and yes, we need to stay encouraged, and then doing what we are encouraged to do, to practice. And today was a day with a lot of speaking in tongues too, as I was driving. Then I'm thankful with that, and yeah, and thankful to listen to all of you, and I won't say so much, just that, and I'm waiting for what God has for me, and I want to see people delivered, saved, and resurrect people from the dead, healing, because God has a plan for each one of our life, and we can do everything that God encourage us to do. Then, yeah, thank you very much. I want to give you thank you. And okay, that's all for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful, Frank.
Wonderful, brother.
Great testimony about the rain. And yeah, God is awesome. I mean, when we step out, we're all ready to do the things. I mean, it's just God's just waiting for us to step out and believe and see those open doors come to us. So thanks for sharing that, Frank. That was amazing. So now we're going to have prayers and manifestations. So, in fact, Frank, would you be inspired to pray?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for your inspiring words and in our life, and you give us words of life that are spirit and life, and you give us also the manifestation of the spirit for us to be encouraged, to be focused, to have the vision, and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So would somebody be blessed to speak in tongues and interpret, please?
I will.
Okay, go for it.
Dobrý sia le mon, como tia mon ma l'animo cai. Apostol mia su fasciaru, russo barra nigra, un mnia. Be at rest, my children, for I have given you my rest. I sent my son to teach you how to rest. So look to him. He can instruct you on how to rest, and ye well know many of you. So just be blessed and fear not, and know that I love you and that I have you, your life in the palm of my hands.
Oh, amazing, that rest, yes. And would somebody else speak in tongues and interpret, please?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry. It's annoying when people say that. Lift up your hearts, my children, to me. For I, the Lord thy God, am so concerned for every detail of your heart. My heart is in your heart, and we are aligned with each other. So therefore, you can walk forth in all the things that I desire for you. For I have given them to you, and it is my good pleasure to work them and energize them in you. It is my good pleasure to arrange every good thing from my heart for you. It is my good pleasure also, my children, to walk you through and lead you into all these wonderful things. My desire is that the world may know me, for I am the God of all creation, and that they may know me through the works that I do through you, for you are my children. You are the ones that I have called to make me known. I have called you to rule and reign. I have set you on high at my right-hand side, and I have made you everything that is complete and glorious and magnificent. So therefore, you don't have to question anything about yourself, but just keep your heart to me and your eyes upon me, and let me give you everything that your deepest heart desires.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. And Lawrence, would you bring forth a word of prophecy,
please? My beloved children, I am with you, and I am your father, and I love you with a deep and burning love. No one can snatch you out of my hand, and I've got a perfect path for you, and you are right where you need to be right now. So fear not, but rest in me, my children, for I have the perfect things for you. As you stay with me, as you rest in me, as you trust in me, then I can bring these great and precious plans to pass in your life. I'm going to promote you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to open doors and the hearts and ears of those that need to receive the words that I'm going to put in your mouth. So stay steadfast with me. Continue to love me with all your heart. Continue to worship me, praise me, knowing indeed that I have gone before you and I have paved a great way, a wonderful path where nothing can hurt you, and that I've got great success for you and those in your family and those with you. So just stay faithful. Don't look at the circumstances, but look to me who knows everything about you and what I've got planned. Trust me, my children.
Amen to that. And as I have instructed you and encouraged you, my children, I love you with a very deep and burning love. And the expression of my love is in the way that I handle your lives. As you put your lives into my hands and trust me with your whole hearts, as you have heard that you can do with me, fear not to do that. And just take firm hold of my hand. I know that I will never let you go, but I will elevate you to the levels that I see you are already at. Do not look at yourselves the way you think you are, but look at yourselves the way I say you are. Danny, would you give a word of thanks, please, brother? Ethel, would you give a word of thanks, please, sister?
Wow, thank you, Heavenly Father, for those sweet, sweet, kind, and loving words that we needed to hear right here, right now. Thank you, you're just such a big, wonderful God that you are to us. You always want us blessed and happy, and so thankful for you, God. And thank you for each and every one of us here and the ones that could not make it in Zoom today. Bless them, keep them. And thank you, God, as we lay our heads on our pillows tonight, that our sleep will be very sweet. Thank you for the days ahead and also for the weeks and months ahead, God. So I just thank you in all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen again. And Mary, thanks for your heart for wanting to speak in tongues and interpret. And it's a heart God looks upon anyway, so thanks for that. And that's fellowship, guys.
Okay, well, God bless you all, and thank you for joining. And we're sorry for the people that couldn't make it. There was a few people that couldn't make it. They had other stuff going on. Keep Marie Carroll in your prayers, as she asked me to ask that. And but what a great night. What great heavenly words from God. And we just need to stay with him. Just keep doing what you're doing, guys, and with all of your heart unto him, with great expectations. I feel the laborers coming on. I feel the healing coming on. I feel the laborers coming on. I feel that God's, I don't feel, but I just got a knowing in my heart that amazing things are going about to take place, because God is not standing still. He's just preparing us, you know, and we've been strengthened. We've been encouraged. We've been blessed. We've been given direction, and we're following it. So we can expect the Ephesians 3:20, you know, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So anyway, I love you. Have a great rest of your night. Have a great day tomorrow and a fantastic weekend.